This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It was their third and final debate.
The world needs a strong America, and it is stronger now than when I came into office.
President Obama and Mitt Romney got into it over foreign policy.
I don't see our influence growing around the world. I see our influence receding.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz was there, now live in Boca Raton, Florida.
President Obama ridiculed Governor Romney's policies as being out of date.
In the 1980s or now, calling to ask for their foreign policy back.
Romney occasionally agreeing with the president, as on the bin Laden killing, but saying more finesse is needed.
We can't kill our way out of this mess.
On the Middle East, Mitt Romney said the president's policies are unraveling.
We're 4 years closer to a nuclear Iran.
Romney, the president, however, saying that he's behind the times.
Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of our military has changed.
And while foreign policy was the topic of the debate, both men frequently steered the discussion to domestic affairs.
Mike, what's the reaction out there?
They were very articulate in this debate.
They watched in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. and in Las Vegas. A lot of voters telling us that they were mixed on who won last night. The election is 2 weeks away. A Wisconsin judge is saying no to the state's attorney general, refusing to put on hold his ruling, tossing out major parts of Wisconsin's controversial law restricting public union collective bargaining. The state will appeal. A body's been found in a recycling container in New Jersey, and authorities are fearing the worst for a missing 12-year-old girl. That was at a vigil for Autumn Pasquale, who disappeared Saturday while riding her bike. An autopsy today is expected to confirm the body as hers. They're on storm watch in Jamaica. Tropical storm Sandy bearing down and could be a hurricane tomorrow when it hits Jamaica. Sandy could also take a swipe at the Bahamas. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Imagine the media with no conservatives allowed. That's what we had before Rush. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. Aerofit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons Aerofit has been voted best health club. Aerofit has four locations to better serve you. Aerofit now has two express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. Aerofit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. Aerofit has the best personal training staff. Aerofit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. Aerofit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And Aerofit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 27th, it's sprigging and seeding Bermuda grass. Selection, timing, and management all have an impact on success. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTW News Time is 6:06. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police are investigating a homicide. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 19-year-old Trevor Williams was found Sunday night in the living room floor of a condo on Carter Creek near 29th Street.
The Bryan Police Department received a phone call about a man down. When officers arrived, they found a 19-year-old male with a possible gunshot wound to the head.
Williams died Monday after being taken off of life support. Three people have been questioned, but no arrests have been made. While it was back to business as usual at A&M Monday, investigators continue to look for the source of last Friday's bomb threat that led to a campus-wide evacuation. Lieutenant Alan Barone says they are also reviewing how they executed their evacuation plans.
One thing I would like to say is I think our community members on campus did an excellent job in following the instructions that they were given in regards to the code maroon messages that were sent out. The evacuation of campus went smoothly as to what we know at this point and was done in a relatively short amount of time.
Barone says nothing out of the ordinary took place on Saturday, and UPD is receiving assistance from other agencies in the continuing investigation of who emailed the bomb threat. The men seeking the Bryan City Council's at-large seat drew the most attention at last night's candidates forum.
Former Mayor Lloyd Joyce and current Councilman Chuck Condola were critical of the other's past performances. One example from Joyce.
As we look at these things and we talk about infrastructure, when my opponent said that the infrastructure went pukluie when I was mayor, I would remind him and anybody that wants to check the record that the largest infrastructure program ever started in Bryan was when we took 96 miles of street and were able to pave 90 of them.
Condola's response.
Well, for the record, I don't use the word kaplooey.
Condola then referred to a book on the history of College Station to take a jab.
Bryan Mayor Lloyd Joyce, however, stipulated in a letter to College Station council members that if two cities did not reach an agreement and College Station purchased power from another utility company, then Bryan would terminate all utility services, including water and sewer. That doesn't sound like collaboration.
The comeback from Joyce.
And I could understand why my opponent might not understand, because he wasn't born when this happened.
Condola returned full circle with his reply.
For the record, I was born when our relationship with College Station went kaplooey.
Meantime, the candidates for the council's two other contested races were civil to their opponents. You can hear the hour-long forum online at WTAW.com, and I'll have comments from the others later this week. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time, College Station utilities are doing a large-scale flushing of water lines. Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nation says this begins today along Welburn Road from Harvey Mitchell to Graham.
Before people say, oh my gosh, what is the city doing? You know, we want people to know that we're opening up the hydrants at very high velocities, and what that does is that scours the inside of the water line, and so it cleans it. And it'll remove any sediments or other sources of discoloration so that we don't have those periodic instances of discolored water in the future.
On Wednesday, the 42-inch water main will be flushed along Harvey Mitchell from Welburn to Texas. There may be lane closures and traffic control while hydrants are turned on. Both days, the maintenance will start after the morning commute and finish before the drive home. And 138 pages of Thursday night's College Station City Council agenda are devoted to renaming the Southwood Athletic Complex. On the WTAW.com website, you can read 130 letters supporting a name change to Brian Bachman Community Park. The slain Brazos County Constable was connected to Little League as a coach, board member, and safety officer. Supporters also cited Bachman's community service in other areas. The city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Board unanimously endorsed the request last month. A standing room only crowd is expected at Thursday night's council meeting. Pending council approval, organizers want to hold a formal dedication next April when the new Little League season begins. WTAW News Time is 6:11 at 66 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Bavisma's biannual Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road, going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Morning cloudiness will be followed by some sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be up close to 80. A few spots may be a little bit warmer than that. We'll go back to being mostly cloudy overnight. Lows 65 to 70. Tomorrow morning clouds give way to some breaks of sun through the afternoon. Highs 80 to 85. Turning mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Clouds will linger through Thursday. There could be a stray shower. Highs on Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Coming up in just a little bit, national awards for one A&M football player, SEC awards for another A&M football player, and Mac Brown doesn't like the Longhorn Network.
Huh?
We'll share that all coming up in about 45 minutes.
What? I mean, didn't they pretty much get to decide what it was going to be just because nobody wants to watch it? That's, you know.
Nope.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I'll give you a little peek into what side he's upset because they show part of practice.
Oh. Is that the reason they suck? I mean, I'm sorry. you know. What?
They do.
Come on.
Like Baylor gave them all they wanted, man.
Jeez. And it's Baylor. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
What?
We know how to represent.
Yeah, not what.
Oh, Cat, no.
If you had RG, you'd still know how to kick butt, but, you know, he's gone.
RG3, my friend.
Yeah, I know. So now.
Well, you got that to hang your hat on.
That's all right. I'm going to go ahead and make you angry, too. So,
Well, goody.
I mean.
I'm glad he's not an exclusive
that's
hater.
That's right. There you go. So, like, 4 or 5 days ago, St. Louis pretty much had things under control. What the hell happened? What's that about? Did they forget to show up last night?
Yes.
Were they all watching the debate in the
yes.
dugout? Is that it?
Yes.
Golly.
Yes.
Of course, that's the thing is that the debate was so boring, and then you turn over to the baseball game, you go, well, wait a minute, that's 9-0.
Yes. Yeah.
Man.
It's not all over yet, is it?
Yeah, that's it. It's done. That's it.
Now they go to the World Series that no one will watch because it's San Fran and Detroit.
Boy, no kidding. You talk about the haves and the have-nots for a city.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be, when they're playing in Detroit, they'll be like G5s lined up there at the Detroit airport, and there'll be like one puddle jumper coming from Detroit to come out to San Francisco. Golly, that'll be interesting. Well, anyway, oft times we tell you about stupid criminals, right? I mean,
we love stupid criminals.
We do love stupid criminals. They make for fun little items. Now, how not to be a criminal from a guy in our favorite state. That's right.
Florida!
That's it. This one's from Grove City. A Florida man concocted an outlandish excuse when he was busted for possessing drugs. The man had been stopped while bicycling in an area that had been hit with a rash of burglaries. So, obviously, the police just kind of wanted to check and see how things were. When asked if he could be searched, the man said yes. And, of course, then the police found the 9 pills. Ah, but we're dealing with an Einstein here. He said the man's response, according to the officer, when he pulled the drugs out of the pocket was, wait, these aren't my pants. Oh,
hey, there you go.
Of course. It's gonna be a
good. I can't tell you how many times I wake up and grab someone else's pants.
You know it. Yep. They were out there on the front lawn. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
I don't know, but I don't think it worked. Nonetheless, I guess that's the first thing that popped into his drug-addled mind, and he decided to say it.
Hey, Scott, are these yours?
Yeah, really. Yeah. I think he'd be able to tell from the end scene, right? Yeah, there we go.
You said it.
I know. I figured I better.
As long as there's money in the pockets.
Yeah.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina, increase muscle tone and get lean, increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 703-7987. Complete
Nutrition. Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:17, as a matter of fact, and today we get a chance to celebrate iPod Day.
It's great. That's what iPod I'm excited
day.
About.
So
today.
It's iPod Day on the day they're going to release the new iPad.
Well, see, they do that. You know, they're weird that way. They used to do that when Steve Jobs was running the show, but it was on this date in 01. That the iPod was released.
Trying to confuse those of us that are technologically impaired.
Well, that's it's a matter of pad pod. What the heck?
Today will never be the same.
Nope, you're right. Today is Mother-in-Law Day. Celebrate appropriately.
Tread lightly.
Yeah. Today is National Boston Cream Pie Day.
That
wouldn't be bad.
No.
All right. What we got for birthdays?
Birthdays. Let me see. Meghan McCain.
Oh.
John McCain's daughter is 28 today.
Mm-hmm.
The very popular Ryan Reynolds, 36.
Why is he popular?
Lantern, Van Wilder,
oh,
The Proposal.
Okay. Sure, okay. Yeah, of course. Now that you say that,
he's married to Blake Lively.
Oh, okay. That's the reason he's always in the in the tabloids and stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Kat Deely from So You Think You Can Dance, the host.
We have a cat? We have a cat?
With a C.
Oh, okay.
36 today. Grant Imahara. I'm a huge Mythbusters dork. I admit it. He's the guy that builds the robot.
Well, is he the one with the mustache? Or,
no,
the
he's one of the...
Hat? What?
No. Those are the two main hosts, and then there are three younger, stunt hosts.
Oh, yeah.
Imahara's the one that builds the robots for him.
Oh, he's the Asian guy.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay. Doug I picked right up on that.
Yeah, he's 42. Looks like he's about 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doug Flutie is 50.
Wow. Been here.
And
for a big touchdown pass here, as a matter of fact.
And for you, Kat...
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
It is Weird Al Yankovic's birthday today. He is 53.
Oh my gosh. Now, am I the only one who's been, ever since Skyfall came out by Adele, wondering when Sky Mall by Weird Al is going to come out?
Oh, well, that's pretty good. I don't know. That's
good.
You've already got it named. Is that it?
Well, Skyfall, what else rhymes with Skyfall?
Oh,
Sky Mall?
Right, but
oh
then
my gosh.
You got to get their permission, too. I mean, so, well, but
I just want to see Weird Al trying to dress up as Adele.
It'll be it. Okay, go ahead.
Sam Raimi is 53, director from Evil Dead and some Spider-Man trilogy. Nancy Grace is 53. D. Wyatt Yoakam is 56.
Mm-hmm.
Ang Lee from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Hulk,
yeah,
all kinds of stuff,
right,
is 58. Uh-huh. Pele is 72.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say this one, Chai Chai Radwaguiz.
Oh, sure. I agree. Why not?
Chai Chai is 77.
Wow. No kidding. And Sanjay Gupta, you may know him from like CNN Doc and that kind of thing. He'd be a 40-3 today. All right, there you go. It's 6:20.
Bavisma's biannual household hazardous waste and computer collection event is nearly here. The date is set for October 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. The residents of Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their household hazardous waste free of charge. The event can be accessed off Harvey Road going east of Highway 6. Take the first left after Veterans Park. There will be no entry allowed from University Drive. For more information, call the HHW hotline at 979-764-3809. Visit the website at bvswma.com.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. Our firefighters are proud to overwhelmingly endorse Chuck Condorla, Art Hughes, and Greg Owens in their Bryan City Council races. During their previous years on council, Chuck and Art have fought tirelessly to support your public safety officials. This year, after interviewing both candidates in the single-member District 3 race, we believe Greg is the best choice. Please join the Bryan Firefighters Association in voting for Greg Owens, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Greg Owens campaign.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The State Department watched this in real time. They knew that there was no mob action. They knew it wasn't spontaneous. They knew it wasn't related to the movie trailer. The intelligence community knew within hours that none of that was true. And 14 days later, the president of the United States is still lying to the American people. I'd like to know before Election Day, although 31 states have early voting, I'd like to know, what did the president know? Did the president know it? And why hasn't the president been forthcoming with the American people? How is it possible the State Department, the CIA, knew about it and he wouldn't tell us?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
There is. My friend installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of wasting energy cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so the hot or cool air goes directly into your room, not through dirty ductwork.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. And Fujitsu is offering up to $300 in rebates on select models now through the end of the year.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Stocks could take an early hit this morning. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Fresh worries over Spain's economy could weigh on Wall Street today. European stocks are down and the futures are sharply lower at this early hour. Strong U.S. demand for Subaru vehicles prompted the automaker's parent company to raise its profit forecast. Fuji Heavy Industries says Subaru models like the Forester and the Outback are selling well in North America, even though they are not deeply discounted like some rival car brands. Two big appliance makers say North American demand for their products is slowing. The CEOs of Electrolux and Philips say unemployment remains high and there is considerable uncertainty about the fiscal cliff and the upcoming elections. Electrolux expects U.S. appliance sales to shrink as much as 1%. And sources tell the Wall Street Journal Cerberus Capital Management is preparing a multi-billion dollar offer for SuperValue Supermarkets. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X x86 servers and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook, finally sharing.
We are making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy.
At the center of it all.
The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
At Batteries Plus, we know most people don't know how to open their garage door remote control, key fob, or wristwatch. That's why we'll be happy to install a new battery in almost any device you bring in. So remember, although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Tonight, get it on with ABC.
Just let me slip into something a little more naked.
Because you're ready for a fun nightstand.
How illegal is this?
The premiere of ABC Comedy Tuesday, beginning with Happy Endings.
Just gonna open a window.
I think you should open your pants window.
Then, the Bee in Apartment 23 is back.
Seriously.
With a Dawson's Creek reunion that almost doesn't happen.
They're into it, 100%. They're just not gonna do it.
Did they say why?
Yeah. They hate you.
It all starts tonight, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. You know, it looked like it was going to rain yesterday. There was everything we needed except the precipitation, which is the most important part. No mention of rain in the forecast today. We're going to be in the upper 80s all week long, as a matter of fact. Now, good news is we're going to have a little wind shift, it looks like, on Saturday. Actually, Friday night, because our low will be 50 for Friday night football or whatever. Chance of shower is 40% during the day on Friday. And our high temperature on Saturday will be only 63 degrees with a slight chance of rain. So we'll see if that works. Right now, it's 68 out there.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down in generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale in soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today. Beautiful.
Who wouldn't want to be admired and respected more? And it turns out there's a very simple and effective way to accomplish that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
How would you like to try a sales generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
Do you get the recognition and respect you think you deserve?
What we found is that most people wish they were valued more, respected, and admired for what they do, or at least what they care about most.
Mark Thompson, author of the book, Admired.
And we didn't find anybody who felt they were overvalued, no matter how successful they were. Everybody feels like, you know, if they could just get me a little better, they just understood a little more. So we did the first ever study using resources at Stanford and Northwestern to find out what the heck does it mean to be more valued in your work and your life, and how can you get that?
And what it seems to come down to is that people value and respect you more if you value and respect them more.
And so what we're definitely evangelizing is that people become a detective and find out what's really valuable to the people who are most important to you, whether that's work-related or personal. And that's kind of transformational. You know, find out those top three things the boss cares the most about. What's going to make her successful in her job? What's going to make her more effective and admired by her superiors? Boy, if you sign up to help her with that, she's going to reciprocate like crazy. And so that's what we're really helping people to do, realize that if you want to be valued, you better figure out how to give value first.
And when you do, that value and respect will be returned because of human nature.
Very deeply embedded in human nature is reciprocity. I mean, we do tend to treat others well who treat us well.
Tomorrow, why guilt is actually an admirable trait. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTW News Time is 6:30 at 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It is the top priority of the A&M University Police Department to get to the bottom of last Friday's bomb threat. Lieutenant Alan Barone says game day Saturday went smoothly.
We did have some minor issues involving individuals, but it was pretty much business as usual for a sold-out crowd.
And during Friday's evacuation, Barone says local law enforcement did an excellent job in directing everyone off of campus.
The Friday before a football game, traffic is typically congested in our community, and they did a great job of opening up the intersections and cycling the lights to help expedite traffic away from campus.
Local, state, and federal agencies are assisting UPD in the continuing investigation. A Sunday night shooting in South Bryan is now the police department's latest homicide. At least three people have been questioned in the death of 19-year-old Trevor Williams.
I believe there were some people, the caller and some other people were on scene, but I'm not sure who they were.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says Williams was found on the living room floor of a condo on Carter Creek Parkway near East 29th. Williams, who was shot in the head, died Monday after being taken off of life support. Some water users in College Station may be affected by a major project scheduled for today and Wednesday. 42-inch water mains will be flushed from the intersection of Welburn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway and to the south and east.
We looked at our distribution system. We looked at where we have been getting most of our discolored water complaints, and then we looked at the largest diameter water lines. And so we start from our pumping station with the largest diameter water lines, and we just move out from there.
Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nations says it's the first time College Station is doing what is called unidirectional flushing, something considered to be a proactive method of improving water quality. Those attending last night's Bryan City Council Candidates Forum took in some spirited comments.
Current Councilman Chuck Condola and former Mayor Lloyd Joyce want to be the next at-large representative. Condola asked Joyce about his time as mayor in the 1970s.
This was a time with rising property taxes, stagnant economic growth in Bryan, retail businesses taking tax revenue out of Bryan, feuding and lawsuits with College Station, and an overall decline Bryan is recovering from this last decade or so. But your commercials, interviews, commentary speak only of a love for Bryan and you lending your 40 years of experience to now help us out. What I'd like to know specifically is how your leadership made Bryan a better place to live, work, do business, and provide the core services to her citizens.
And from Joyce to Condorlin.
I was honored when I read the Eagle that what motivated Mr. Condorlin to run is that I was running and that I'm the biggest critic in the city, and I've always wanted to be the biggest in something. So I would ask you, are you against new ideas? Are you against people, citizens commenting on things and speaking to council? What makes you have this sort of idea? Don't you want some different ideas, some new thoughts?
You can hear their answers online at WTAW.com, along with the comments from those seeking two other contested council races. Later this week, I'll sample the positions of the candidates seeking the 3rd and 5th district seats. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A grassroots campaign to rename College Station's Southwood Athletic Complex goes before the City Council Thursday night. A standing room only crowd is expected as the council meeting, based on the correspondence received to honor Brian Bachman, the Brazos County Constable murdered in the line of duty 2 months ago. More than 130 letters asking to rename Southwood as Brian Bachman Community Park can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Organizers, subject to council approval, want to open next April's Little League season with a formal dedication. Bachman's many community service activities, including being a Little League coach, safety officer, and a board member. The request has the unanimous support of the city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. WTW News Time is 6:34 at 65 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Any business owner wants to control costs and get the most value for their money, and you know what? The folks at Suddenlink can do that for business owners, both of them, as a matter of fact. Save you money. Yep, you can save up to 30% versus the phone company when you use Suddenlink business phone service. Starting as low as $29.95, it includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling. Plus, there's call waiting, and there's caller ID, three-way calling, and a whole lot more. Now, you take that, and you combine it with Suddenlink business high-speed internet, and you've got a combination that is very efficient for your business. And now you can visit Suddenlink's updated website that includes online chat support at suddenlinkbusiness.com. Call Suddenlink and find out about the special bundling prices so that you can make the switch. It's easy, it's cost-effective, it's reliable. And don't forget that you get to keep your equipment that you already purchased and your phone number, which you may have had for years and years and years. Call Chad Cowan. They've got a special number for Suddenlink Business. It's 595-2413. 595-2413. They'll analyze the situation for you. They'll show you how you can save money and get the support and product that you'd expect from Suddenlink. Suddenlink Business high-speed internet and phone service. Again, the special number to call for business is 595-2413. Call them today.
'Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising and the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Rely on the Moore family. Give them a call or stop in and see them. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or located at moorefeed.com.
Considerable clouds this morning, some sunshine this afternoon, a high in the lower 80s today, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low dropping into the upper 60s. Tomorrow, clouds to start, but some sun will develop during the day, highs tomorrow in the low to mid 80s. It'll be mostly cloudy in the upper 60s tomorrow night. Thursday, lots of clouds, there's the chance of a couple of showers, the highs on Thursday in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I hurt my knee earlier, and then at the
and then he won an award. We'll share that with you coming up here in a little bit with sports. Also, we've got to look at who's going to the World Series. Not that Scott already didn't get that away.
I know I did, yeah.
And Mac Brown doesn't like the Longhorn Network.
No.
And we will share that with you coming up here in about 12 minutes.
Well, they're paying them a lot of money. You ought to
$300
like
million.
One would think that would make you like them. Well, you know,
no.
For those of you who at this late date still don't know who to vote for president, of course, we told you yesterday. By the way, early voting started yesterday. I didn't have time yesterday. I'm going to vote today, though. I always vote early.
I do, too.
I like doing that.
I probably should give that a try.
Yep.
It's much more quicker.
It is. And you know, so just go do that. And don't forget, go all the way down to the bottom of the ballot because you got city and school board races. And, Brian, you got city charter stuff in College Station. So all the way down, even if you vote a straight ticket. So anyhow, so yesterday we told you that Honey Boo Boo is supporting Obama. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
So if that wasn't enough, or if you're not a Honey Boo Boo fan, gosh, and why would you not be? The kids of the United States have now spoken, and President Obama is their choice, too.
Landslide on Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon's 2012 Kids Pick the President, Kids Vote. Okay. Since it began in 1988, kids have correctly picked the winner. Okay, fine. 5 out of the last 6 times. More than 500,000 votes were cast in the network's online poll. Okay, how often did mom and dad help? And number two, why would it matter? And by the way,
considering this is also the group of people that strap people down on a picnic table and pour syrup on their bellies.
Oh, yeah, they do that, and then they get slimed and all that. Yeah, while they were voting, did they ask if they could have their allowance raised and their bedtime moved back? I mean, what else? Okay, oh, no, by the way, who do you think the president
That was the ballot be? Initiatives
yes,
on the bottom.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Don't forget to go all the way to the bottom of the ballot. Yeah.
I'd be saying, well, Jimmy's older, and he gets 10 cents, so can I get some of his cents
instead
of just my 3 cents?
That's right, because fair has nothing to do with it.
No.
So the final debate last night, again, competing against just everything, you know. First of all, it was foreign affairs. I think I got a story in here that like 3.5% of the people care about foreign affairs.
That
anyway.
May be a little generous.
Yeah, and again, if they don't care after what happened in Benghazi, then you can bet that they really don't care. So you've already heard the quote about the bayonets and that kind of stuff. And so that's probably the one quote that comes out of this whole thing. But really, it was important. This is important stuff that we do need to be talking about. It's just it probably was the least influential of the debates. Certainly, I think by every parameter they were talking about, this had the fewest tweets. And again, I guess we'll have some numbers this morning as far as that goes. The best moment, of course, when the president says, "We have these ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines." Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. The thing is, and you know, I guess that's okay, but remember that you're trying to persuade independent voters. And if they decide that was a little condescending or unpresidential, I don't know, maybe he hurt himself by doing that. I'm not sure. But Romney, for his part, pretty much just did a Me Too on a lot of that stuff. And I mean, I can see the idea behind that, saying, okay, I've got pretty good numbers. I'm happy about this. I don't need to be in there trying to punch the president in the nose on a whole lot of these things. And I guess I was not watching the beginning of the debate. Apparently, that's the only time Libya was even mentioned.
Yeah, it was up front and then done.
Don't understand that. I thought that would be. But again, if Romney decides he doesn't want to be confrontational, then you mention it and you move on. Now, you said that you actually sampled the debate two different ways and it made a difference.
It was completely different, and I was surprised at how much. And, you know, after doing radio for a while, you kind of get in tune to what people sound like,
yeah,
obviously.
Right.
And having to run around some, I watched the first 10 minutes or so, jumped in the car, was driving, listening to the debate that way, and listening to it, the president was cleaning his plow.
Interesting.
And then watching it, because of Mitt's demeanor, he just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And it, for whatever reason, that because they show that split screen, it just really takes the edge off, or at least it did for me.
Well, and that is one of the things that they had discussed, is that I'm sorry, the president comes across quite often as arrogant by his demeanor. And he is still working on coming up with this default look.
His default look just looks very pious to me.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't like that.
I figured out the solution for all of this, though.
Okay.
I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I want R. Lee Ermey to do the debates from now on.
Oh, I'd like that. Kind of just yell at them?
Every time they get off the topic of the question, just answer the question I asked Jack Wagon.
Yeah. Hey! Yeah.
Every single time. I think that would work.
Well, it'd be different.
Just to keep, because what they do is they take every single question and tip it towards what it is they want to talk about.
Yeah.
And I just want somebody once to go, that's not what I ask. Stop. Yeah. I'm going to turn your microphone off until you answer my question.
So this was supposed to be about foreign affairs, and somehow they got domestic policy in there.
Which and really, economics.
Yeah. Which really.
And it just frustrated the bejesus out of me.
Now, here's another one that you'll want to know. If Honey Boo Boo's not enough, and if the kids from Nickelodeon not enough, according to a study by a mobile advertising company that we're not going to mention because it doesn't matter. Smartphone users more likely to vote for President Obama in the upcoming election. 47% of the users surveyed said that they identified themselves as Democrats. Oh, well, that's the reason. There are more Democrats with smartphones? I guess they need the smartphones to be... No, I didn't. I wasn't I didn't finish. And
probably just as well.
Yep, that's right. And don't forget, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles will be visiting the New Orleans Saints on November the 5th for Monday Night Football. Well, obviously both the president and Governor Mitt Romney want to reach out one more time to get those ESPN voters, too.
Sure.
Yeah, ESPN.
It's the only time guys are important.
President,
hey,
on television is absolutely true.
That's it. Presidential election is the following day, so... A source says ESPN has not made a final decision yet, but it appears likely that there will be a halftime interview. Chris Berman interviewing President Obama and Mitt Romney. So, Mr. President, you had your decision on that, and you went back. Is he going to have nicknames for him? Do we need to help him for nicknames?
Rumbling, bumbling, fumbling, stumbling.
Something, yeah. Hey, here we go. We got some polls for you. The Suffolk University poll shows Barack Obama with 47, and it shows Mitt Romney with 47. And the Monmouth University poll, a national poll, has Barack Obama with 45 and Mitt Romney with 45. Then the ABC poll has one guy at 51 and the other guy at 47.
All within the margin of error.
That's right. And the Quinnipiac CBS poll has one guy at 50 and one guy at 45. And it just says here, and I haven't seen any pictures, but it'd be interesting to know, somebody in Iowa has been creating crop circles that look like Mitt Romney. Wow.
Somebody.
Oh.
Those are aliens.
Oh, that's right. So maybe Romney has the alien vote.
That
space
could go
alien
so
vote.
Many ways.
Yeah, really.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 27th, it's sprigging and seeding Bermuda grass. Selection, timing, and management all have an impact on success. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's a certain part of the population that's saddened by the onset of winter. They're the avid gardeners among us, real plant people who hate to see that first freeze take down their prized babies from the summer. That means it's greenhouse time in Texas. Whether you've had or soon will have your first hard freeze, you need to have a greenhouse. We're going to talk about how to succeed with greenhouse gardening right after this message. It's your last chance to save the maximum on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. For 30 years now, I've been publishing an annual gardening calendar with monthly tips of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information. I've worked really hard to make this the best calendar ever. It's going to be beautiful. But our pre-production offer is wrapping up. I'm about ready to turn it all over to the printer. Save 38% on the calendar with more than 10,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Save 38% by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the award-winning Neil Sprays Gardens magazine. All of it written just for Texas. Just $36.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. The price will never come back to $36.95 again. You must call right away. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-47 69. If you're considering a greenhouse, first find a suitable site. A spot with morning sun and shade during the afternoon would be ideal. It should be reasonably convenient to your home and you'll want utilities nearby. Check building codes to be sure it's all legal. Consider its appearance as you determine whether it'll be a visible part to your landscape or perhaps tucked away behind screening shrubs. If you're going to use evaporative cooling during the summer, orient your greenhouse north and south. Put the evaporative pads on the south end and the exhaust fan on the north end so that you can take advantage of the prevailing southerly breezes. You need to determine the appropriate size. No greenhouse was ever big enough, so get as large a structure as your space and your budget will allow. Very small structures have far less volume of air, so they can overheat very quickly, even in the middle of the winter time. It's usually best to start with at least a 10 by 20 foot greenhouse. It can be larger. That's even better. Choose a covering. That's where appearance of the greenhouse really enters the picture. Glass greenhouses are by far the most attractive in landscape settings. Plastic houses cost a lot less, but they're also not nearly as attractive, so they normally end up in utility areas of our landscapes. Then you have bench options. Those are the tables, greenhouse tables. They need to be made from a decay-resistant material such as aluminum, redwood, or cypress. Build them carefully because they'll end up carrying a great deal of weight. They should be at a convenient height so you can easily reach your plants. They should be sized so you can comfortably reach every plant on them. For a bench that you'll be accessing from one side, that's probably 36 inches or 48 inches if you have aisles on both sides of the bench. The aisles themselves need to be only wide enough to allow you to move about in your greenhouse. You pay for the heating and cooling of aisle space just like you do for the plants on the benches, so keep the corridors to a minimum. And heat sources. Obviously, you want to heat your home hobby greenhouse. However, plants get along better at cooler temperatures than their human associates do. Depends on the types of plants you're growing, but aim at somewhere between 55 and 65 degrees in most cases. Electric heaters can work for small structures, but they're vulnerable to power outages, so you need some source of emergency heat. Small gas space heaters can also work, but some do require vents. You might want to have some shade fabric overhead. That will help keep it from overheating quickly. I'm Neil Sperry, and fall tree care will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. The nation's leader in sacks and tackles for loss, Demontre Moore of Texas A&M, was named the Southeast Conference Defensive Lineman of the Week on Monday for his strong play against number 6 LSU. Moore even playing through some fairly serious injuries.
I hurt my knee earlier, and then not too many plays after that, you know, I twisted my ankle, and so I had to fight through that. Not to say that's the reason why I wasn't as productive or, you know, I wasn't able to make plays. I wasn't. I just, you know, something happened.
The junior defensive end from Rowlett High School produced a team-high 10 tackles while also contributing a sack, 2 tackles for loss, a broken-up pass, and a quarterback pressure. It was Moore's second weekly SEC honor after being named co-defensive lineman of the week for his play in the season opener against Florida. Texas A&M redshirt freshman Johnny Manziel was named one of 16 semifinalists for the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award on Monday, narrowed down from 124 quarterbacks from the NCAA Division I Football Subdivision School semifinals were selected by the Davey O'Brien National Selection Committee, say that 3 times fast, was the fan vote, and that accounted for about 5% of the total vote.
21-yard try now on a field goal out of the hold of Adam Pavlis for Robbie Gold. Chip shot. Snap is back. Placement made. Kick is up. And the kick is good. That's a 13-0 Bears lead over the Lions.
And that's all the Bears would need over the Lions on Monday night. The final score, 13-7.
That should end it. And who else? Scudero. And the Giants have won the pennant. 9-0 the final in Game 7.
San Francisco Giants won their 20th National League pennant with a 9-0 pounding of the Cardinals. Scudero went 3-for-4 in a run. The Giants will host the Tigers in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night. And finally, Texas coach Mack Brown once welcomed the Longhorn Network. Now he sounds like he'd rather do without. Brown complained Monday about his weekly time commitments to produce 3 shows, the network's access to practice, and the tips that opposing coaches may get from watching it. Brown says, quote, "Didn't ask for the network. The school's 20-year collaboration with ESPN will net Texas $300 million. Brown says he wants to sit down with the network and school officials to address his concerns. The network shows the first 30 minutes of daily drills and some of the conversations with the coaches. And Brown has even talked to his coaches about what they say during this time, to the extent that if one of the players twists an ankle, he has his training staff tape both ankles so opposing coaches don't know which ankle has actually been injured. That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
I've got a story I'd like to tell.
Broadway's jet-setting new musical, Catch Me If You Can, is a mile-high smash. New York Magazine calls it a spectacular spectacular that takes you through the night with flying colors.
I gotta tell my story live and in living color.
Live and living color. Bloomberg News says Catch Me If You Can delivers the goodies.
Live and living color.
The New York Times writes, this portrait of the con artist as a young man comes to ecstatic life.
Think of those two when I stop hits.
The ball
and the mouse at the end of their wits.
Absolutely Marvelous raves WOR Radio. And the Huffington Post says, Catch Me delivers a genuine jolt of pleasure. Catch Me If You Can, the new Broadway musical based on the incredible true story. Book your seats today.
Presented by MSC Opus, October 29th and 30th. Great seats available. Call 845-1234.
Ready to make a jewelry purchase, looking for maybe toward the holidays or just a jewelry purchase for a special reason? You know, there are some basics out there when it comes to jewelry. David Gardner's has them all now. And guys, have you thought about this? Have you got all of these off your checklist? For instance, diamond studs. Now, those are just a basic that obviously a woman is going to like. And guys, you can go in there. You don't have to know a lot. You just need to know enough to go to David Gardner's, because their people do know a lot to be able to help you get the best value that you can. And David Gardner's 100% trade-in, trade-up policy allows you to move up to a larger diamond if you want to. Any diamond that's in the store, they can do that for you. Diamond hoops, another way to put diamonds in her ears. Now, pearls, whether it's a strand or a stud, pearls, again, are as popular as ever. And the Mikimoto pearl studs start at about $250 at David Gardner's. And Mikimoto is the top 5% when it comes to quality in pearls. Bracelets, tennis bracelets, bangle bracelets, cuff bracelets, any of those, women love them. And remember, you have 0% financing for 6 months on your diamond basics at David Gardner. So just a few things to think about as you get ready to make a selection. Have you covered all your bases when it comes to jewelry basics? They can help you with that at David Gardner's, 911 University.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at Walmart on rollback for only $9.97 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from October 18th through January 17th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination. Now available at Walmart.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
So, truth be told, will you be passing out Halloween candy this year? Where you live probably has something to do with it.
Sure.
If you're in a neighborhood that has a lot of kiddos and that kind of thing, then yeah, that would, you tend to know that because you might know the kids on the street and you kind of expect them to stop by your house because of that. But just under a third of adults say that they will not be doing that this year. About 28% say they're going to skip the tradition.
Because turn off all their lights?
Well, maybe. Don't turn on their porch light. I mean, that would be something.
Because of the economy?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. And, you know, that's the other thing is... You know, are your kids out of the house? That's fun. Yeah, you guys do that?
That's on the itinerary Thursday.
Is it? Oh, all right. That'll be fun. All right. See how that works out. We're going to have pictures?
Oh, absolutely.
Ah, there you go. Hey, look for a high temperature today, about 88. Actually, next couple of days going to be like that. But looking ahead now, Friday night, 50 will be the low, and the high on Saturday, only 63. It's 68 right now. 7 o'clock at WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It was their last chance to take shots at each other.
You seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s.
Mitt Romney's reply to President Obama?
Attacking me is not an agenda.
And the Republican also said,
nowhere in the world is America's influence greater today than it was 4 years ago.
And while they debated Libya, Iran, Syria, Afghanistan, and more, the foreign policy debate often shifted back home. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Boca Raton, Florida.
Not quite as intense as the second debate, this third and final still had its moments.
You're wrong.
I am not wrong. People will look it up.
While this was supposed to be a foreign policy debate, the candidates still managed to steer it into domestic affairs.
The policies of the last 4 years have seen incomes in America decline every year for middle-income families.
The president hitting Mitt Romney for an editorial he wrote nearly 4 years ago on the auto bailout.
You were very clear that you would not provide government assistance to the U.S. auto companies.
In fact, Governor Romney did call in that editorial for federal guarantees of private capital to help the automakers. Dave?
Mike, so how did the undecided voters view the debate? A group of them in Florida surveyed by Fox thought the president did well.
He did a very good job of explaining what he has done, the purpose behind it, and the direction that we're going in.
He was assertive, confident, and has the right attitude.
But some liked that Romney steered the talk back to the economy.
He is capable of taking this country and turning it around.
Mitt Romney has a plan to improve the economy. Obama does not.
Today, the president rallies in Florida, then Ohio. Romney goes to two other key states, Nevada and Colorado. A giant win in San Francisco.
Amazing!
She's just a little happy the Giants are going to the World Series, winning the National League pennant, shutting out the Cardinals in Game 7, 9-0. The Giants play the Tigers for the title starting tomorrow night. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believed.
Talk to your friends, talk to your family if they've been selling or buying houses, if they've had a lot of transactions, maybe just one or two transactions in their history. And no doubt you're probably going to hear some things that they wish hadn't happened to them. Zweiker & Associates wants to make sure that when you use them, either for buying or selling, that they don't have that kind of reputation. They're doing everything they can to make sure their reputation is solid in the community, and that means providing superior service to you. Greg and Jen's background prior to real estate was advertising and marketing. And if you're selling your house, you want aggressive marketing. That's their area of expertise. They're also very experienced with negotiations. When it comes time for the transaction, Christine Reynolds is their coordinator. She oversees the transaction from the time they go under contract through closing. She works with the title company, the lender, the other realtor to make sure it's a seamless transition. Zweiker & Associates has got you covered from the for sale sign in the yard to marketing your home to closing day. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com.
Acme Glass has been here since 1946. They're in downtown Bryan on Main Street. Now, they're in College Station also, of course, from the across from the main entrance at A&M. But Acme Glass has always been right there at the ready to help you with your glass replacement or glass installation, as a matter of fact. Let's say that maybe you're doing a build-out on a building, commercial venture, then they can do that front for you. They'd be glad to bid that job out for you. Cut a mail slot in the door. They have security mirrors. They do that. Also, they fabricate other things like they'll do plastic work as well. And just give them a call and tell them what the project is, and they will respond. And, again, response is important. I told you the story how we had to get a glass door to get the glass replaced. And you know, Acme Glass was out there in no time flat. Got it taken care of, and also a great price, a great value. When it comes to your vehicle, getting side glass replaced, remember them. Your side mirror, they can do that as well. But windshields are generally what you think about. And if you have a little ding in there that you've gotten because something flew up and hit the windshield, remember they can fix that for you in short order. And many times your insurance pays for that. And if you have to buy a new windshield, buy it from Acme Glass. They install it. And you know what? If you get any of those pops, for as long as you own the car, they'll fix them absolutely free. So lots of reasons for you to deal with a homegrown company that's been here since 1946. When you need glass or want glass, it's Acme Glass.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates, and two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police are investigating a homicide. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 19-year-old Trevor Williams was found Sunday night in the living room floor of a condo on Carter Creek near 29th Street.
The Bryan Police Department received a phone call about a man down. When officers arrived, they found a 19-year-old male with a possible gunshot wound to the head.
Williams died Monday after being taken off of life support. Three people have been questioned, but no arrests have been made. While it was back to business as usual at A&M Monday, investigators continue to look for the source of last Friday's bomb threat that led to a campus-wide evacuation. Lieutenant Alan Barone says they are also reviewing how they executed their evacuation plans.
One thing I would like to say is I think our community members on campus did an excellent job in following the instructions that they were given in regards to the code maroon messages that were sent out. The evacuation of campus went smoothly as to what we know at this point and was done in a relatively short amount of time.
Barone says nothing out of the ordinary took place on Saturday, and UPD is receiving assistance from other agencies in the continuing investigation of who emailed the bomb threat. The men seeking the Bryan City Council's at-large seat drew the most attention at last night's candidates forum.
Former Mayor Lloyd Joyce and current Councilman Chuck Condo were critical of the other's past performances. One example from Joyce.
As we look at these things and we talk about infrastructure, when my opponent said that the infrastructure went pukluey when I was mayor, I would remind him and anybody that wants to check the record that the largest infrastructure program ever started in Bryan was when we took 96 miles of street and were able to pave 90 of them.
Condola's response.
Well, for the record, I don't use the word kaplooey.
Condola then referred to a book on the history of College Station to take a jab.
Bryan Mayor Lloyd Joyce, however, stipulated in a letter to College Station council members that if two cities did not reach an agreement and College Station purchased power from another utility company, then Bryan would terminate all utility services, including water and sewer. That doesn't sound like collaboration.
The comeback from Joyce.
And I could understand why my opponent might not understand, because he wasn't born when this happened.
Condola returned full circle with his reply.
For the record, I was born when our relationship with College Station went kaplooey.
Meantime, the candidates for the council's two other contested races were civil to their opponents. You can hear the hour-long forum online at WTAW.com, and I'll have comments from the others later this week. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time, College Station utilities are doing a large-scale flushing of water lines. Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nation says this begins today along Welborn Road from Harvey Mitchell to Graham.
Before people say, oh my gosh, what is the city doing? You know, we want people to know that we're opening up the hydrants at very high velocities, and what that does is that scours the inside of the water line, and so it cleans it. And it'll remove any sediments or other sources of discoloration so that we don't have those periodic instances of discolored water in the future.
On Wednesday, the 42-inch water main will be flushed along Harvey Mitchell from Welborn to Texas. There may be lane closures and traffic control while hydrants are turned on. Both days, the maintenance will start after the morning commute and finish before the drive home. 138 pages of Thursday night's College Station City Council agenda are devoted to renaming the Southwood Athletic Complex. On the WTAW.com website, you can read 130 letters supporting a name change to Brian Bachman Community Park. The slain Brazos County Constable was connected to Little League as a coach, board member, and safety officer. Supporters also cited Bachman's community service in other areas. The city's Park and Recreation Advisory Board unanimously endorsed the request last month. A standing room only crowd is expected at Thursday night's council meeting. And pending council approval, organizers want to hold a formal dedication next April when the new Little League season begins. WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 65 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. Our firefighters are proud to overwhelmingly endorse Chuck Condorla, Art Hughes, and Greg Owens in their Bryan City Council races. During their previous years on council, Chuck and Art have fought tirelessly to support your public safety officials. This year, after interviewing both candidates in the single-member District 3 race, we believe Greg is the best choice. Please join the Bryan Firefighters Association in voting for Greg Owens, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Greg Owens campaign.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Have you got
got your eye on it, sweetie. Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012 in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
On Wednesday, October 24th, the Brazos Valley Small Business Development Center welcomes author, entrepreneur, and nationally syndicated columnist Rhonda Abrams. Abrams, widely recognized as one of the nation's foremost experts on small business and entrepreneurship, presents What's New in Marketing from 9 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Bryan. Find out about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and more. That's this Wednesday, October 24th at the Best Western Hotel in Bryan. Tickets are $40. Register online at bvsbdc.org or call 260-5222.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. It starts with you, it ends with us, and it benefits us all. That's brazosvalleyrecycling.com.
Morning cloudiness will be followed by some sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be up close to 80. A few spots may be a little bit warmer than that. We'll go back to being mostly cloudy overnight. Lows 65 to 70. Tomorrow morning clouds give way to some breaks of sun through the afternoon. Highs 80 to 85. Turning mostly cloudy tomorrow night. 65 to 70. Clouds will linger through Thursday. There could be a stray shower. Highs on Thursday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. One conference award, one national nomination, Monday Night Football, and stupid old baseball. All coming up in about 45 minutes.
Stupid old baseball.
Stupid old baseball.
Yeah. So, when it comes to the weather, you know, we've talked about it. I mean, if we did our jobs with the percentage of accuracy that the weather folks do, yeah, we probably wouldn't have a job.
There are mornings that I do, so yeah, let's move on. Thank you.
Well, you know, the forecast shows that we're going to be near 90 for the next couple of days, actually next 3 days. And then we're going to have a wind shift, it looks like, sometime on Friday with a 40% chance of rain. And the low on Friday night will be about 50. And they're telling us that the high on Saturday will be 63. Now, of course, that's always subject to change. And by the way,
fireplace weather.
Saturday night, we're looking at 47.
Holy mackerel!
And Sunday night, 48. So, yeah, I mean, the chance that we could have that. So the deal is, all right, they miss on the prediction sometimes.
Yes.
Right? We know that. And there could be those folks who throw the fertilizer out waiting for the rain and it doesn't happen, or any number of things that you have planned activities that revolve around the weather.
Now that they got Mr. Sperry's calendar, they didn't.
That's right. Just misses. That's right. It's coming out, by the way. He's going to the printer next week
something.
Oh. So you got to go do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. Just remember. It's the PPFS right there. So, Italy has convicted 7 seismologists of manslaughter on Monday for failing to adequately assess the risk of a 2009 earthquake that killed 309 people.
Now, that hardly seems fair.
Wow. The scientists were sentenced to 6 years in prison. Prosecutors agreed that the defendants gave a falsely reassuring statement before the 6.3 earthquake occurred on April the 6th of 2009. That statement came from a meeting held in a city on March the 31st in which the seismologist declared it improbable, though not impossible, that a major earthquake would strike the town.
Wow.
The meeting was held in an effort to quell public panic, inspired by a researcher from Italy's National Institute of Nuclear Physics, who had claimed that they had deduced a major earthquake would occur on March the 29th. I mean, they said March the 29th. It happened on April the 6th, so they missed it by a week, but still, they said it was going to happen. And these people, these 7 seismologists said, nope. And they are going to the slammer for that.
That seems a little excessive to
me. Well, it's pretty interesting. It would seem to me that it's a precedent right there. I mean, and again.
Well, and how serious is the Italian judiciary system compared to some other countries? Like, I mean, does that mean they're going to stay in jail forever? Or you know what I mean?
Well, they're no, I don't know. But, no, they're going to stay in for 6 years. They got a 6-year they got a 6-year sentence for that.
Yeah, but I mean, here people don't usually serve their full term. What I'm saying is, how serious is the Italian judiciary system? Are they really?
Yeah,
I mean,
was it like the last time you were locked up, Scott?
Yeah, really. Are they yielding to pressure? Is that what you're saying?
No. What I mean is, versus another country that is
where they would serve their entire sentence, you mean? And that in Italy they're not going to?
No, what I mean, why don't you understand me?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, some countries are more hard-nosed than other countries.
Okay.
Some countries are less organized than other countries.
Okay.
Without stating anything specific about Italy itself, I'm just wondering how organized and hard-nosed Italy is compared to some other country like, say, Germany, where someone said, you're going to get 6 years, you probably are going to get 6 years.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? What I mean is...
Time off for good behavior.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Well, good heavens.
Never mind.
Okay.
Just take over again.
Oh, no. I'd like
forget
to understand.
Forget about it. Yeah,
But the idea is the precedent of holding a scientist who, you know, again, you figure that they're specialists, but holding them actually responsible for doing jail time because people died.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
To go that far, so... All right, so...
That would be like me misstating a line for the football game on Saturday, somebody betting it.
Yep. They lose the money, and they want to hold you responsible for that. Yeah, you probably could have left, I presume. I mean, I don't know the circumstances of those people. Maybe they couldn't. Hello?
And y'all made fun of Tom.
I know. That's the truth. She's our version of Tom,
no.
And we love her.
Much
for
better
that.
Looking.
That's
much,
right.
Much better looking.
She
than
doesn't
Tom.
Have a second wallet, by the way. At least I don't think so. Did you have a milk machine in your kitchen when you were growing up?
You already asked me that question,
okay.
Scott.
Well, I know, but this listener may not know that.
Well, I'm not going to answer.
Oh, well, okay. So there you go.
Neener, neener, neener.
Now, this morning, it's well known that I get my caffeine from Diet Coke.
Yes.
All right. Now, Kat, how do you get your caffeine?
Tea, of course.
Okay, before the show starts, during the show, after the show, what?
Depends on the day.
Okay. So today it was what?
Gosh, today I had water and hot chocolate.
Ah, well, there you go. So there's probably a little caffeine in there. And, of course, then
I'm going to die.
You, I know.
I'm going to kick off sometime during the show today because of my monster habit.
Yeah, is it Monster? Is that what you're
doing? Yes, it is. It's the one everybody's talking about.
That's right. The company's products have killed 5 people over the past year.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep, and a 6th in 2009, according to reports submitted by doctors and companies to the FDA.
Well, these are probably people not following the directions,
well,
right?
Well, could be. Parents in Maryland have already used the reports in a lawsuit against Monster.
But when you read how much this girl drank...
Yeah?
Oh, my heavens.
Well, okay, what'd she do? How much?
2 24-ounce cans of these things. I can't finish a 16-ounce can.
24 is a lot of fluid. I mean, 16, just a lot of fluid.
Just for you playing along at home, yeah. 16 ounces is basically a tall boy.
Yeah, okay.
The 24-ounce can...
Let's put everything in the terms of a tall boy. Let's do it this way. A soft drink is 12 ounces, okay?
Well, it's the same size can.
But how many people are driving to work drinking tall boys?
A cup is 8 ounces,
yeah,
so that
right.
means a 24-ounce is 3 cups.
Nobody knows what that is, so everybody has to measure
a
cup.
A pint and a cup.
I drink out of a measuring cup, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
So there. So she drank 2 of these?
Yeah, and they're resealable cans. I mean, they have screw tops on the top of them.
Okay.
They're huge. I buy one at the beginning of the week if I get one of those, and it'll last me 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, but this morning, you're not drinking one of those.
No.
You've got a pop top, so you're going to drink all of that
No.
one. How big? What do you mean, no?
No, a lot of times I'll leave them in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Not here. I do at home, though.
How big is that?
It's 16 ounces.
Okay.
It's the tall boy that you were making fun of.
And how much have you drunk of that today?
About a third.
All right. And you won't finish it?
Probably about half of it.
Okay, so she finished 2 of these things and then just died. Is
yes.
that it? Caffeine toxicity.
That's what I've heard.
Okay, Anise Fournier was her name. Monster denies culpability. Let's go back to the seismologists in Italy.
Sure.
They are unaware of any fatality anywhere that has been caused by its drinks. Well, what else would you expect them to say?
Well, so
of course they're going to say they're not familiar with any fatality.
Remember the big Fin thing?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
People were taking basically what amounted to low-grade speed,
mm-hmm.
and then, okay, let's go play tennis. That's just stupid.
It is. Behind the legal clash, the long brewing battle, see what I said there, over energy drinks in general, Dick Durbin, U.S. Senator from Illinois, wants to limit their caffeine levels because emergency room visits related to energy drinks soared tenfold between 2005 and 2009, although half of those involved drugs or alcohol. Now, look, let me do that again, okay? Emergency room visits related to energy drinks soared tenfold between 2005 and 2009, although half of them also included drugs or alcohol.
Half.
Unlike soda, energy drinks have no caffeine limits because they're often sold as dietary supplements. So that's where they are. Again, the government trying to protect us from our own bad decisions.
Yep.
Whether, again, consuming that much or, like you say, taking some sort of a stimulant and then going and playing tennis or exerting yourself in some way that would not be safe and healthy. Using bad judgment, no personal responsibility.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
I can't do that personally. No, we wouldn't want to mention personal responsibility.
Don't you
Hello?
Do it.
Hello?
Well, yeah. This soft drink or energy drink has a lot of caffeine, so do a lot of other ones. Does this particular product, is it associated with a company that has deeper pockets?
You know, let me.
There's a lot of them out there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks. It's follow the money. So yeah, you've got your monster drink in there, right?
Yes.
Who's the company that makes it?
Just
say it on there. Yeah, uh-huh. Right there on the back, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the back.
Small print.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see it.
Really? Okay.
It says energy supplement, however. It does not say energy drink.
Yeah. We'll look that up. But, yeah, and I understand what you're saying, though, is you follow the money. You know, it was like YouTube. YouTube, nobody was going to sue YouTube until Google bought it. When Google bought it, there suddenly was a pile of money that you could go after. So it could well be.
Monster Energy Drink Company.
I see. I don't know who that is. Yeah.
Manufactured for the Monster Energy Company.
Hello?
Monster's a Coca-Cola product.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, there you go. Well, yeah, that's pretty deep
Them
pockets.
Is deep pockets.
Yeah.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecan's Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit royaltypecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
First Victoria Bank, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, Blinn College, Max Food Mart, Prosperity Bank, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Elms Orthodontics, Pride Cleaners, ABC Home and Commercial Services, American Momentum Bank, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, and the String and Horn Shop.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. About 88 for a high temperature today, tomorrow, and on Thursday. It starts to cool down a little bit. We'll have a probably 20% chance of rain each of those days starting tomorrow. Then on Friday, we've got a 40% chance of rain. It's going to be a wind shift because on Friday night, we're looking at a low of 50 degrees. On Saturday, a high of only 63 and a low around 47, and going to do nearly the same thing on Sunday, as our low temperature will be below 50. So that'll be kind of fun. Right now, though, we're going to have, first part of the week's going to be fairly warm. Look for a high temperature today, again, about 88 degrees. And currently, we have winds out of the southeast at 5, 96% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 68.
Aggie football season is here, and it's SEC time. There'll be folks from Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, and LSU hitting town. Make the best impression possible by having the cleaning pros at Molly Maid take care of your home. Take as much time as you want to enjoy our first SEC season. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, and we guarantee your satisfaction. Call us today at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
During their first debate, Romney took it to Obama over energy policy. When it comes to green energy, Romney humorously called Obama out for picking nothing but losers, companies Obama funded with taxpayer dollars. Some with ties to his campaign donors. Well, the Heritage Foundation put together the complete list of the losers, so far 36 companies, all funded by the Obama regime, in bankruptcy already or are pending. The top three are each into taxpayers for over $1 billion. Bright Source, $1.6 billion. First Solar, $1.5 billion. Sun Power, $1.2 billion. And then come names like Solyndra, Fisker Automotive, Willard & Kelsey Solar Group, SpectraWatt, Green Volts. All of these got over $500 million from Obama. Now, I don't have the time to go through the entire list of the 36 losers, but you'll find the taxpayer bite at all price ranges, from the low millions to over $1 billion, the total $80 billion. Now, Obama's always harping about the money he needs to confiscate from the rich in order to pay teachers and firemen, who are really supposed to get paid from local budgets. But here's the secret. Obama did collect from the rich, and he redistributed it, making a lot of his friends in the green energy sector rich by backing their failed business models. Same people who enriched his own political coffers. The only ones who got screwed were taxpayers and the thousands of laid-off workers.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In this business climate, flexibility equals profitability. Just one more reason we chose a Regis office for 2 if by T. Business changes and plans change. The economy changes. Your Regis office changes to fit your needs. You can upsize or downsize your office, even change your office location anywhere within the Regis network with no penalty. Now, whatever your office needs, Regis can help save you a fortune. Your Regis office comes beautifully furnished in a prestigious building. You get a receptionist to greet your clients and answer your phones, meeting rooms when you need them, state-of-the-art video conferencing, and all of that with no long-term lease. Regis is the new way to work, folks. Go to regus.com/rush, and you'll get 2 months free. Or you can call and tell them Rush sent you, and you'll get your 2 free months. It's 1-800-OFFICES. This is Regis at 1-800-OFFICES.
Howdy, this is Chuck Conderla, currently serving on Bryan City Council and running for re-election in the citywide race this year. In my time on council, Bryan has seen greater investments in infrastructure and core services. We've paid for this with reduced spending, smart economic development, yielding more jobs locally, and a reduced tax rate. While my opponent served as mayor 4 decades ago, Bryan experienced lawsuits, retail business loss, and a crumbling downtown and infrastructure. Vote Chuck Conderla for Bryan's future.
Political ad paid for by the Conderla campaign. For more info, go to chuckforbryancouncil.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTW News Time is 7:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizzi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It's the top priority of the A&M University Police Department to get to the bottom of last Friday's bomb threat. Lieutenant Alan Barone says game day Saturday went smoothly.
We did have some minor issues involving individuals, but it was pretty much business as usual for a sold-out crowd.
And during Friday's evacuation, Barone says local law enforcement did an excellent job in directing everyone off of campus.
The Friday before a football game, traffic is typically congested in our community, and they did a great job of opening up the intersections and cycling the lights to help expedite traffic away from campus.
Local, state, and federal agencies are assisting UPD in the continuing investigation. A Sunday night shooting in South Bryan is now the police department's latest homicide. At least 3 people have been questioned in the death of 19-year-old Trevor Williams.
I believe there were some people, the caller and some other people were on scene, but I'm not sure who they were.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says Williams was found on the living room floor of a condo on Carter Creek Parkway near East 29th. Williams, who was shot in the head, died Monday after being taken off of life support. Some water users in College Station may be affected by a major project scheduled for today and Wednesday. 42-inch water mains will be flushed from the intersection of Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, as well as to the south and east.
We looked at our distribution system. We looked at where we have been getting most of our discolored water complaints, and then we looked at the largest diameter water lines. And so we start from our pumping station with the largest diameter water lines, and we just move out from there.
Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nation says it's the first time College Station is doing what is called a unidirectional flushing, something considered to be a proactive method of improving water quality. Those attending last night's Bryan City Council Candidates Forum took in some spirited comments.
Current Councilman Chuck Condola and former Mayor Lloyd Joyce want to be the next at-large representative. Condola asked Joyce about his time as mayor in the 1970s.
This was a time with rising property taxes, stagnant economic growth in Bryan, retail businesses taking tax revenue out of Bryan, feuding and lawsuits with College Station, and an overall decline Bryan is recovering from this last decade or so. But your commercials, interviews, commentary speak only of a love for Bryan and you lending your 40 years of experience to now help us out. What I'd like to know specifically is how your leadership made Bryan a better place to live, work, do business, and provide the core services to her citizens.
And from Joyce to Condola.
I was honored when I read the Eagle that what motivated Mr. Condola to run is that I was running and that I'm the biggest critic in the city, and I've always wanted to be the biggest in something. So I would ask you, are you against new ideas? Are you against people, citizens commenting on things and speaking to council? What makes you have this sort of idea? Don't you want some different ideas, some new thoughts?
You can hear their answers online at WTAW.com, along with the comments from those seeking two other contested council races. Later this week, I'll sample the positions of the candidates seeking the 3rd and 5th district seats. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A grassroots campaign to rename College Station's Southwood Athletic Complex goes before the City Council Thursday night. A standing room only crowd is expected at the council meeting based on the correspondence received to honor Brian Bachman, the Brazos County Constable murdered in the line of duty 2 months ago, by renaming the park. More than 130 letters asking to rename Southwood as Brian Bachman Community Park can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Organizers, subject to council approval, want to open next April's Little League season with a formal dedication. Bachman's many community service activities included being a Little League coach, safety officer, and board member. The request has the unanimous support of the city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 65 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
On Wednesday, October 24th, the Brazos Valley Small Business Development Center welcomes author, entrepreneur, and nationally syndicated columnist Rhonda Abrams. Abrams, widely recognized as one of the nation's foremost experts on small business and entrepreneurship, presents What's New in Marketing from 9 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Bryan. Find out about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and more. That's this Wednesday, October 24th at the Best Western Hotel in Bryan. Tickets are $40. Register online at bvsbdc.org or call 260-5222.
Did this year's election make your hair stand on end? That's not a very good look. So go to Sonny's Barbershop today and ask for Sonny's Hair Care Bill Special. Sonny's Hair Care Bill will solve your election look by professionally trained barbers who have been through these election nightmares before. It's simple. Go into Sonny's, take a seat in the chair, tell your barber what you want, and walk out with a brand new look. Sonny's Hair Care Bill, where you'll get what you want, and unlike the election, you won't get clipped. Sonny's on Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
When you're on the road, things sometimes treat have a way of appearing out of nowhere, which is why the BMW 3 Series comes Raccoon with features to help keep you focused. BMW apps connect you to Facebook, Twitter, email, and Pandora hands-free, and the BMW head-up display projects speed navigation onto the windshield. Also, Garden Gnome, you can stay focused jogger on the road ahead. The BMW 3 Series is here. We only make one thing. the ultimate driving machine, Squirrel.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Hear the numbers.
A&M Consolidated.
That's not right. That's Sam Jones. Sam's not going to do the weather. This guy will.
Morning cloudiness will be followed by some sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be up close to 80. A few spots may be a little bit warmer than that. We'll go back to being mostly cloudy overnight. Lows 65 to 70. Tomorrow morning clouds give way to some breaks of sun through the afternoon. Highs 80 to 85. Turning mostly cloudy tomorrow night. 65 to 70. Clouds will linger through Thursday. There could be a stray shower. Highs on Thursday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That should end it.
And it did. We'll share the end with
it
you.
It ended. What ended? What? Tell me.
Stop it. You stop it.
He's so mean.
I'm going to find something you like someday.
Yeah.
Which is difficult because you're crusty.
I know. That's
that
right.
That man just needs more chocolate,
that's
Kevin.
That's it. Sure. There you go.
Nonetheless, we'll get the rest of that for you here in a minute. A couple awards for the Aggies, and we'll get you caught up on Monday Night Football in case you were engrossed in the debate or just went to sleep.
Yeah.
We'll do that in about 12 minutes.
Could be. CBS, you know, has picked up a new series that's a spinoff of this Undercover Boss thing.
What, are you going to tell us you're undercover, Scott?
No. But the Undercover Boss thing, I mean, I don't know, the first one or two was this kind of interesting.
They're kind of clever. Now they're so formulaic, it just doesn't work.
Right, exactly. Well, now they've got a new one. This is called Be the Boss, okay? on the new show, a couple of employees will get the impression they're vying for a promotion, but one stellar employee will actually win the keys to a franchise or brand new branch of their own. Plus, there are no losers, since the person who doesn't get their own boss's job will get the promotion that they thought they were trying to get. So everybody wins.
Yay!
See, that's what you want. Some of the franchises that'll be featured will be Complete Nutrition, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, Molly Maid, and Jazzercise. So that'll be coming up. And, of course, The Voice, you know, we're all big fans of that.
Sure.
You know, if my TV worked, maybe I would watch it.
I don't know. The Voice, the first Tuesday on November, that's NBC's election coverage.
Uh-oh.
And they understand, you know, what's more important, electing a president or having The Voice on, right? Well, obviously the answer is having The Voice on. So, well, what? I'm just telling
you. It makes them more money.
That's right. The network has now scheduled 5 hours of the show for that week on Monday and Wednesday nights with vote-offs at the end of both episodes.
2.5 hours on Monday, 2.5 hours on Wednesday.
And a special Thursday night results show that'll whittle down the contestants
good
to the top 20.
Night.
So.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's right. See, that's again. And again. Because you know what? The problem is if your person didn't win and you care, you're not going to watch The Voice or anything else. You're pretty much just going to be in depression.
Scooping ice cream out of the tub
that's
with
right
a spoon.
Go ahead, well, ice cream or cream cheese filling. And just sitting there watching Oprah reruns going, I got to feel better. I got to feel better. I got to feel better. 7:40. Phone call. Let's go to the phones. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW.
This lady calls all the time.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
30-625.
Yeah. Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, the treadmill kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and
sorry about
laughing
that
at their jokes and stuff.
Yeah, so I wasn't laughing.
I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays.
Yeah, right.
That it's not going to be that way every morning.
Oh, heaven forbid.
I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back.
Oh,
I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us
bunch
that would like
you
to hear music on the radio, not
music
just stuff, you know.
That's what?
That's not that pressing.
Really?
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, sure.
Bye.
That's fine. Just whatever you think is right. So, she'd like to hear music. Is that what you said? So I thought I'd find this that she could exercise too.
I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drums. Oh, how to
this why did you choose this?
This Kesha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, it's so upbeat and positive because It's called Die Young.
Look at you posting the record like an old DJ.
You know it, yeah, really. See, and this is kind of for a beginner. This the tempo's not too bad here.
Have a monster, you will.
I know, you will. Especially if you drink two of them.
Or take drugs while you do it.
Yeah. Oh.
That was a sip of my monster.
Was that you slipping?
Yes, it was.
Are these songs all starting to sound alike? I mean, I hate to say that. I mean, I know that sounds old, but don't all her songs sound alike?
For Kesha, yes.
Yeah.
Kesha was basically discovered, if I'm not mistaken, by P. Diddy.
Okay.
Which I know is all now becoming very glossed over for you at this point.
I was going to say, that's right. Yeah.
And he literally just, he thought she was cool and made her a star. Because
okay.
He felt like it.
Well, she is. That's fine. Well.
And I got that thing cut up, so whenever you want to do the next star.
This is so fun, because actually Kevin brought this to me about a week ago, and he and I both, being old radio hosts, go, every once in a while you get a setup call, okay, where somebody just decides they want to call and be stupid on the radio, okay? And this one was so stupid that we just knew it couldn't be real.
Yeah, there's no way this could happen. It just couldn't.
Apparently, it really did happen this way. And so this lady, this is up in, I don't know, where was it?
It's Y-94 in Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay. This lady called, and just, here we go.
They do an open line portion of the show, and she was a little wound up about deer.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. Over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. My frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
are you kidding?
I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, you know, of course, to find food, but it seems to me that it's so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. Mm. I mean, wouldn't you agree? You think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in smaller towns? Maybe
this is where it gets
like
really
at a school crossing.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, God. There are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
This went on for another 2.5 minutes.
Y'all made fun of me for talking about divergent judicial systems in other countries.
Well, I'm just, this lady, and again, we thought this was a made-up call.
Yes, absolutely.
Apparently not. Now the lady gets it, and I don't know what language somebody had to speak for her to understand that deer crossing had to do with people watching for deer.
Signs.
Well,
right.
To put this into context, she said her husband sat her down and kind of explained it to her, but that she was, when they moved to the big city of Fargo, because she had lived a very sheltered life in a very rural community. So in the booming metropolis of Fargo, North Dakota, she learned that you know, maybe it was there to tell you about the deer.
I would have thought she was a city slicker.
No. Hello.
Hi. You know, I recently saw a bumper sticker on the back of a car that summed, I think, this lady up perfectly, and it just said, caution, blonde thinking.
Hello.
Why didn't someone inform her the deer can't read?
Well, you know, hello.
Maybe the deer are more intelligent in the north than they are in the south.
You know, that's an excellent point. I never thought about the
those Yankee deer.
Oh, I never thought about
that.
Well, she finally got it.
It's been interesting, almost kind of like a carny ride in an odd way.
To clarify, you are now aware deer crossing signs, their purpose is to alert drivers of deer, yes?
Yes, yeah. And now that I've had the reasoning for the deer crossing signs explained to me, I just have to say that I feel incredibly stupid.
There you go.
I would really enjoy meeting her husband.
Maybe she's outrageously good looking.
Yeah.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 27th, it's sprigging and seeding Bermuda grass. Selection, timing, and management all have an impact on success. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Giving greeting cards to newlyweds has been a tradition for a long time. Then a few years ago, some enterprising person came up with the divorce card. And now the missing link between those two extremes has been found, the adultery greeting card. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I recently read an article about a company that has unveiled a line of greeting cards called the Secret Lover Collection. As the name implies, these cards are designed to be exchanged between men and women who are engaged in extramarital affairs. One of the cards reads, "I love you, even if I have to share you." Don't you agree that this is a terrible idea on all sorts of levels? There's the obvious fact that a greeting card company is not only celebrating and legitimizing adultery, but actually profiting from it. Affairs can only lead to heartache, shame, and pain, not only for the parties involved, but for their spouses and the kids. It tears at the very foundation of the family. But there's also a bit of contradiction at work here. If you're involved in an illicit affair with someone who's breaking their marriage vows, does a greeting card coming from someone who has broken these sacred promises hold any water? I suppose tacky products like this are inevitable in our day and age. Still, I hope the Secret Lover Collection has a limited shelf life. Let's leave the greeting cards to the faithfully married couples. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation. Now just $11.87 a roll. It's softer and a lot easier to handle. And the new lower price? Well, that's a lot easier on your wallet. For a better insulation job, start with better insulation. Get your hands on Owens Corning EcoTouch, now only $11.87 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
The people's voice for Bryan City Council Place 6 is Lloyd Joyce. Lloyd Joyce, a former Bryan mayor and successful businessman, is the right choice for the Bryan City Council. Lloyd Joyce has a clear vision and a common sense plan to make Bryan even better. Lloyd Joyce is dedicated to the task and ready to go to work for all the citizens of Bryan.
I'm Lloyd Joyce, Aggie, class of 55, running for Bryan City Council Place 6. Citywide. I approve this political advertisement and would be honored to have your vote.
Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 751. The nation's leader in sacks and tackles for losses. Demontre Moore of Texas A&M got pretty banged up during the LSU game, but not so banged up he didn't win things. Here's Demontre immediately following the game.
I hurt my knee earlier, and then at the not too many plays after that, you know, I twisted my ankle, and so I had to fight through that. Not to say that's the reason why I wasn't as productive or, you know, I wasn't able to make plays. I wasn't. I just, you know, something happened.
DeMontre was named the SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week. The junior defensive end from Rowlett produced a team-high 10 tackles while also contributing a sack, two tackles for a loss, a broken-up pass, and a quarterback pressure. It was Moore's second weekly SEC honor after being named the co-defensive lineman of the week for his play in the season opener against Florida. Texas A&M redshirt freshman Johnny Manziel was named one of the 16 semifinalists for the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award on Monday. That was narrowed down from 124 quarterbacks in the NCAA Division I football subdivision pool.
21-yard try now on a field goal out of the hold of Adam Pavish for Robbie Gold. Chip shot. Snap is back. Placement made. Kick is up. And the kick is good. That's a 13-0 Bears lead over the Lions.
Lions and Tigers and Bears, oh my, it was just the Bears over the Lions, 13-7 Monday night. That's the Bears' fourth straight win, by the way. And in Major League Baseball,
that should end it. And who else? Scudero. And the Giants have won the pennant. 9-0 the final in Game 7.
That's their 20th National League pennant. The 9-0 pounding of the Cardinals sends them on to the World Series. First game is tomorrow, and they'll take on the Detroit Tigers. Texas coach Mack Brown once welcomed the Longhorn Network. Now he'd rather do without it. Mack Brown complained Monday about his weekly time commitments to produce three shows, the network's access to practice, and the tips opposing coaches may be getting from watching it. Brown says, quote, "I didn't ask for this, the network from the network." The school's 20-year collaboration with ESPN pays Texas $300 million. Brown says he wants to sit down with the network and schools to address his concerns. The network shows the first 30 minutes of daily drills and some of the conversations between the players and coaches, which concerns Brown because he's now had to talk to his staff about what they're talking about in the first 30 minutes. And finally, a warm fuzzy for you to wrap things up. Barry Sanders knows his trading cards are bought and sold every day. When the Hall of Fame running back returned, learned that a Houston couple is desperate to have a baby, they were auctioning off one of the most rare cards, which was to fund their in vitro fertilization ploy to try and get a son or daughter. The Detroit Lions star is helping by spreading the word of the car, and they're hoping to raise $20,000 because not only did Sanders sign it, but it was also signed by Walter Payton. Sanders told the Associated Press it would be very, very special if this card helped them have a baby. Todd Nelkin, which is the would-be father, said, "I'd love to keep the card, but I'd rather have the kid." Right now, that's your sports brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
BCS RV buyers, get ready.
RV buyers, don't wait another moment on your dream. RV Station is liquidating everything at our largest inventory reduction sale in history. Mark your calendar, save the date. October 25th through 27th.
Massive savings.
BCS, you only have 72 hours to save. The boss says,
you gotta sell everything.
And we said, yes, sir. Right now, you can save thousands on fifth wheels, toy haulers, towable campers.
Everyone slashed to the bone for this event.
The best brands in the country. Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, Avalanche, and many more. You can save up to 50% off MSRP on select pre-owned units. Don't miss this event. Bankers will be on hand with
millions to lend.
Rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. Check out all the incredible prices online at RVStationOnline.com or get on down to RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA.
Oh, yeah.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Recent survey of more than 7,400 online shoppers found that Pinterest drives more people to buy stuff than Facebook.
Huh, I believe it.
By a lot. Survey by BizRight Insights showed that a whopping 70% of the shoppers named Pinterest when asked where they get their inspiration to buy. Now, Facebook still reaches a much wider, again, over a billion users, much wider number than Pinterest does. And it drives people to websites more. But Pinterest makes them buy. So,
well, for one thing, in Pinterest, you know, well, Facebook, it's just whatever advertisements they decide to put there. But Pinterest, you're choosing to follow specific people's pins, which is like their cluster of different pictures and things that they chose or whatever is their taste. And so it's a lot easier to see stuff that you actually want. My sister-in-law does Pinterest.
To give you an old line that has been used in sales forever, a salesman can come in and tell you something's good. But the client, the customer, is going to say, who says so besides you?
And that's
so
true.
And they do. And so as a result, Pinterest does that. If you follow Mary Jane Smith and Mary Jane Smith says this is the best recipe for pecan stuffed chicken I've ever seen, chances are people will follow that and they'll do that. So Pinterest.
You're a big fan, I know, aren't you, Scott?
Oh, yeah, I'm there all the time. No, actually, Jackie has downloaded, I don't know, like 3 dozen recipes. And so, yeah, I go there for that, but those are recipes she already has.
See, I haven't joined because I'm afraid I'll.
Kim Commando calls herself your healthy radio addiction. I think that's her deal. Anyway, or maybe that's
no, that's Bortz.
It's Laura Ingram.
Yes,
it's somebody
that is
like
Ingram.
That. Somebody that's on this radio station. All right. Yeah. Again, how many raccoon recipes do you need? 68 right now. 88 is going to be our high for the next 3 days. WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
I ask for your vote. I'd like to be the next president of the United States.
And it was Mitt Romney and President Obama's final chance to talk directly to millions of voters.
The world needs a strong America, and it is stronger now than when I came into office.
They argued over foreign policy in their final debate. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Boca Raton, Florida.
The Middle East dominated the discussion, Governor Romney accusing the president of straining relations with Israel, noting the president toured the Middle East at president, but he didn't stop in Israel.
You skipped Israel, our closest friend in the region, but you went to the other nations. And by the way, they noticed that you skipped Israel.
The president said he will stand by Israel if she is attacked and rejected criticism that he let Iran get 4 years closer to a nuclear bomb.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. I made that clear when I came into office.
Both men agree U.S. troops should stay out of Syria, but Governor Romney called for the arming of rebels there. The president saying it's not as simple as that. Dave?
Mike, next hour, the president will rally in Florida, then hit another key swing state, Ohio. Romney goes to
Nevada and Colorado. The president captured both states by wide gaps 4 years ago, but polling now suggests razor-thin margins. Romney will be joined by running mate Paul Ryan with the Romney campaign at Palm Beach International Airport. Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
An autopsy today on a body found inside a recycling container in New Jersey is expected to confirm the worst fears about a missing 12-year-old girl. Adam Pasquale disappeared riding her bike Saturday. Who is shooting at random around southeastern Michigan?
I can't imagine why anybody would do that. Must be somebody who's really troubled.
There have been more than 20 incidents in 4 counties. No one's been hurt, but some schools have kept kids off playgrounds as police investigate. They're fired up in San Francisco. The Giants beat the Cardinals in Game 7 to win the National League pennant. Next up, the World Series. Game 1 versus the Detroit Tigers is tomorrow. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believed.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Hey, RV buyers, you've got a great opportunity coming up on the 25th. That's later on this week. Matter of fact, 25th is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, because RV Station is liquidating everything in their largest inventory reduction sale that they have ever had. There are great savings for you during this 72 hours. So first thing you might want to do is shop the website, which is rvstationonline.com, then head out to RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, so you can take advantage of, first of all, rates as low as 3.99 APR with approved credit. There's millions and millions of dollars for lending for you to find the best brands in the country, whether it's Jayco or Puma or Avalanche or Rockwood and lots of others. And we're not talking just new. You can save up to 50% off MSRP on selected pre-owned units as well. This is an event you don't want to miss. Doesn't matter whether you're looking for towable campers or toy haulers or fifth wheels, you can save thousands and thousands of dollars. It's during the inventory reduction sale, which is going on October 25th, 26th, and 27th at RV Station. Again, shop them online at rvstationonline.com and then go to 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial, 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Meet your friends for lunch today at Ninfa's Mexican Restaurant. Lunch at Ninfa's, fresh and fast and a great value with weekday specials just $5.99. Enjoy Ninfa's famous fajitas for only $5.99. Tacos, enchiladas, burritos, and more. Ninfa's on the Earl Rudder Freeway between Harvey Road and University Drive. Dine in, take out, and delivery available too. Or host a private business meeting in the party room. Join us for happy hour weekdays 3 to 6. Ninfa's, home of the Ninfarita and creating Ninfomaniacs since 1995.
WTOW News Time is 8:05 at 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police are investigating a homicide. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 19-year-old Trevor Williams was found Sunday night in the living room floor of a condo on Carter Creek near 29th Street.
The Bryan Police Department received a phone call about a man down. When officers arrived, they found a 19-year-old male with a possible gunshot wound to the head.
Williams died Monday after being taken off of life support. Three people have been questioned, but no arrests have been made.
While it was back to business as usual at A&M Monday, investigators continue to look for the source of last Friday's bomb threat that led to a campus-wide evacuation. Lieutenant Alan Barone says they are also reviewing how they executed their evacuation plans.
One thing I would like to say is I think our community members on campus did an excellent job in following the instructions that they were given in regards to the code maroon messages that were sent out. The evacuation of campus went smoothly as to what we know at this point and was done in a relatively short amount of time.
Barone says nothing out of the ordinary took place on Saturday, and UPD is receiving assistance from other agencies in the continuing investigation of who emailed the bomb threat. The men seeking the Bryan City Council's at-large seat drew the most attention at last night's candidates forum.
Former Mayor Lloyd Joyce and current Councilman Chuck Condola were critical of the other's past performances. One example from Joyce.
As we look at these things and we talked about infrastructure, when my opponent said that the infrastructure went pa-clooey when I was mayor, I would remind him and anybody that wants to check the record that the largest infrastructure program ever started in Bryan was when we took 96 miles of street, and we're able to pave 90 of them.
Condola's response.
Well, for the record, I don't use the word kaplooey.
Condola then referred to a book on the history of College Station to take a jab.
Bryan Mayor Lloyd Joyce, however, stipulated in a letter to College Station council members that if two cities did not reach an agreement and College Station purchased power from another utility company, then Bryan would terminate all utility services, including water and sewer. That doesn't sound like collaboration.
The comeback from Joyce.
And I could understand why my opponent might not understand, because he wasn't born when this happened.
Condola returned full circle with his reply.
For the record, I was born when our relationship with College Station went kaplooey.
Meantime, the candidates for the council's two other contested races were civil to their opponents. You can hear the hour-long forum online at WTAW.com, and I'll have comments from the others later this week. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time, College Station utilities are doing a large-scale flushing of water lines. Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nation says this begins today along Welburn Road from Harvey Mitchell to Graham.
Before people say, oh my gosh, what is the city doing? You know, we want people to know that we're opening up the hydrants at very high velocities, and what that does is that scours the inside of the water line, and so it cleans it. And it'll remove any sediments or other sources of discoloration so that we don't have those periodic instances of discolored water in the future.
On Wednesday, the 42-inch water main will be flushed along Harvey Mitchell from Welburn to Texas. There may be lane closures and traffic control while hydrants are turned on. Both days, the maintenance will start after the morning commute and finish before the drive home. 138 pages of Thursday night's College Station City Council agenda are devoted to renaming the Southwood Athletic Complex. On the WTAW.com website, you can read 130 letters supporting a name change to Brian Bachman Community Park. The slain Brazos County Constable was connected to Little League as a coach, board member, and safety officer. Supporters also cited Bachman's community service in other areas. The city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Board unanimously endorsed the request last month. A standing room only crowd is expected at Thursday night's council meeting. Pending council approval, organizers want to hold a formal dedication next April when the new Little League season begins. WTAW News Time is 8:10 at 65 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecan's Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit royaltypecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. For 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Morning cloudiness will be followed by some sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be up close to 80. A few spots may be a little bit warmer than that. We'll go back to being mostly cloudy overnight, lows 65 to 70. Tomorrow morning clouds give way to some breaks of sun through the afternoon, highs 80 to 85, turning mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Clouds will linger through Thursday. There could be a stray shower. Highs on Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:12 this morning. We don't have Jethro trivia.
I know you don't have headphones there.
Now, yeah. You have headphones now.
Do I need to find something?
No. Well, yeah. You want to. I mean, if you can. It's just the Jethro trivia is so lame. It's just, I forget what
it
is.
On,
well, what?
Know.
Well. What I'm saying is it's something that even Royce would know the answer to.
Well, so that's
Oh, hey, now, I like Royce.
Bazinga!
Yeah, I'm 2 for 2.
We won't
talk about prior to the last two.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
But I'm standing next to the champ, I think.
Yeah,
maybe that's why you don't want to do it,
because
she kicks butt.
Yeah, she does. She really does. She does pretty well. But no, it just, I forget what it was. I even deleted it. It was so simple and... So, I don't have that. I don't have any animal stories. Are you going to have a trick or what? What are you going to be giving away at your house on Halloween? Do you know?
Candy. No.
Wow.
I thought he was going to give away carrots.
Yeah. My wife has an assortment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the healthy snacks thing?
No,
you ever
sir.
Done that? Okay.
All the kids would shoot you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like the kids afterwards. To walk yeah. away saying, need a house to go to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, don't go there. They got
Now, Lena, you live out in the country, kind of,
yeah.
right? Now, are you going to do a trick-or-treat?
I'll have some there in case I get that random person.
Yeah.
But I've never had trick-or-treat.
Yeah, I understand. I just, and we don't. Since I live out in the country, we don't either. When did you stop trick-or-treating with your kids? About what age were they? Do you know? Remember?
No, I really don't.
Yeah. You know what that means? It means Mary was doing it.
Yeah.
Mary was walking him through the neighborhood, and Royce is sitting at home going, I'll take care of the home front right here and all that kind of stuff. Well, there are things that are annoying to people who do have trick-or-treaters, and that is if you've got kids who are old enough to drive, they shouldn't be trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, and that's something that you know people ought to think about.
That bugs me.
It does. And
you know, for the kids to come up and they've got jeans and a T-shirt that has something written on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's their costume,
right.
if you will.
Yeah.
And well, that or if they're really young too. I mean, if they're a baby, do you
3 months
want,
old? You know?
Yeah, because you know what, the 3 month old is not going to be eating that. I was trying to look and see when sunset is. I don't know what time it gets dark. Now.
I don't know, but I have Jethro trivia if you want.
Oh, do you? Okay. Do you know what time it gets dark?
Yeah.
When the sun goes down.
Earlier.
I need more hours in the day.
Yeah. By 7, is that right? Is it pretty much getting
dark
by
7
now?
Yeah, my running schedule's slowly getting.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird.
It's earlier every day now.
But because, again, that's that is important with Halloween coming up. All right, so you have some Jethro trivia?
Yes, Jethro trivia from the sun.
Oh, okay. All right.
Strangely enough.
All right. Well, that means I can play.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll
be something
first.
Different. It will. Okay, so go ahead.
All right, according to a new survey, this is the most stressful part of your work week. This is the most stressful day of the week. It's mm-hmm. Friday.
Uh-huh.
And here's why.
Okay.
One, it's what to wear for casual Friday. Two, what to get the boss for Christmas. Three, how to use your vacation time on Fridays. Or four, how to get to work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who goes first?
We'll start with you, Scott.
Oh, thanks. Vacation time.
Vacation time.
Yeah.
All right. Royce?
What was the first one?
Yeah, you need to repeat them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah.
I haven't done this.
Well,
okay, Friday's the most stressful day of the week.
Uh-huh.
Four reasons why.
Yeah.
What to wear for casual Friday. What to get your boss for Christmas. How to use your vacation on Friday. Or how to get to work. That's what makes Friday special.
Casual, what to wear on casual Friday.
Okay, yeah. Royce?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, so yeah. Leah?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the what to wear portion.
What to wear?
Okay, right.
Kat?
I'm going to go with how to get to work.
It's okay. Actually the most stressful time of the week is Friday because people don't know what to wear on casual Friday.
Oh, my God.
13% of people in the study
yeah.
said that they have taken a sick day.
What?
Not to make the decision.
Wimps.
Wow.
Why don't you just dress up if it's that big of a deal?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so now the Humane Society, that's not, you don't have a dress code thing. But how about
the
chamber?
Well, we do, but it's not the same as the regular
Yeah,
world.
Really, yeah. So what do you do at chamber? Do you ever have a casual Friday? If you do, what
We have a casual
that?
Friday. I'm normally not able to take advantage of it. Right?
Do you? Do you have casual Friday there? Do you? Oh, yeah. Okay. And that means what?
I do remind them that we're still a business organization,
That ladies,
they can wear jeans and, not holy jeans.
Yeah, right, but good-looking jeans. Right. All right, that's it. Oh, okay. But you don't?
I only if I don't have other appointments.
Okay,
all
right.
But I have occasionally wore jeans up there.
I've seen Royce in jeans twice in 15 years.
I think it's got to be after
I'm
hours.
I'm not opposed to them. Don't misunderstand.
I understand. Just not part of the uniform, yeah. And, of course, we're in radio, so we can wear any dang thing we want. Nobody knows.
Well, you're really dressed up today for what?
Yeah, I know. I wore a shirt that has buttons on the collar.
they're happy we don't come in with pajamas on.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's it. Well, let's find out what's going on at the Aguilane Humane Society. Actually, it's a busy, busy week for you, is it not?
It is. It is because it's Wienerfest this weekend.
Yep,
so, yep. We'll be out there at Wolfpen Creek on Friday evening, along with Saturday for all the festivities and races and whatnot. Obviously, races and more races between the 5K race in the morning and all the dachshund races throughout the day. There's something for everyone. And if running isn't your idea of fun, hey, participate in the costume contest.
Sure.
Get that dog dressed up before Halloween. And we do actually have some outfits available for sale at the animal shelter.
Oh, really?
Believe it or not, we've had in the last year, we had quite a wide variety of costumes donated.
How interesting.
From some various businesses that do regular donations, and they're specifically dog costumes. Okay. So,
if you want to do that, huh?
You want your dog to look like a grape? Bunch of grapes, we can hook them up.
That's fine.
So,
you know, the dog's tail will be tucked. That means they really don't think they're nearly as cute as you think they are. But you don't have to be you don't have to own a dachshund to be a part of this.
You don't, because you can just come out and watch the races. Like I said, there is a 5K for the human racers in the morning, or just visit with all the vendors that are out there. I mean, we have everything from dog related vendors to just candles or something of that nature. So there's quite a bit of everything, something for everyone. Stop by our animal shelter booth. We'll have the silent auction. We have everything from some of the dog houses that were for part of the Barkin build will be that didn't sell it at Texas Reds are still on auction here, along with some other items that get donated. I don't even know what those are yet. So I know I have what my task is.
More reason for people to stop in and see that.
So come out and check them out. We always get great items donated from jewelry and so forth. So a little of something for everyone. And then we actually started last Friday was the first day of our Fall in Love adoption event, which is half price adoptions for selected animals, along with quite a handful of $12 animals. And that's mostly just to move some of them out because they've been there a little longer and we really wanted them to be. So come by and check those animals out. And the $12 adoptions are half price, still include anything that would normally be included in a full price adoption. So great deal. I mean, you cannot pass these deals up. So come out to the shelter at 5359 Leonard Road. And half price Fall in Love adoptions do run from October 19th through November 24th. That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it'll change each week on what we have available. Obviously, as they get adopted, we're adding more. So come by or check out our website, aggielandhumane.org, or find us on Facebook. More time to still sign up for Wienerfest, and you can sign up the morning of as well.
All right. Very good. There you go. That's Leah from the Aguilane Humane Society here on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620. And you know Royce is here today. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, kudos to Kat for her Gets Dark When the Sun Goes Down comment.
That was very nice.
Nailed all of us. That was really timely And to KO for coming up with a Jethro
trivia for us. That was nice of him to do.
I can actually answer, And to you, Scott, for a great job last night.
You're just happy you won.
I thought you reacted real quickly to that.
Yeah, he did. He solved our problem.
Right, he did. Yeah. Wouldn't have been the same to come up here and not have that.
Anyway,
and great job last night at the Candidates Forum, and appreciate Brown & Company sponsoring that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk a little bit about the annual banquet. We've been talking about that. It's coming up on Monday night, November the 5th. Over at the College Station Hilton, Dr. Brett Gerard is our speaker. I checked yesterday. We have somewhere in the range of 250 already signed up for that. So if you want a table, you need to go ahead and get that ordered for us. I personally had several people call me yesterday to get a table for that. He's going to talk about the large grant that we received and the impact it's going to have on the bio quarter and ultimately the impact it's going to have on the Bryan College Station community. Again, Dr. Brett Gerard, the Vice Chancellor for Strategic Initiatives, will be our speaker. We'll also be honoring our Citizen of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and Ambassador of the Year at that event as well. The social hour begins at 6, and dinner, we'll try to start that just a little bit before 7, so we can get you out of there by 9. I also want to talk a little bit about business after hours this week. It's at Chrome, a salon experience. And this time we're going to their new location, which is out on William Fitch. That's at the Tower Point area. And it'll be our normal 5:30 to 7, no charge for that event. Just come on out. And if you're interested in learning more about the chamber, just tell them you heard about it on WTAW, and we invited you to come. The Ag Breakfast is coming up. I know it's a little bit down the road, but that event has been growing every year. And what a great event. It's always the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, which this year will be Tuesday, November the 22nd. It'll be at 7 a.m. out at the Brazos County Expo Complex, sponsored by Producers Co-op and Capital Farm Credit. And we're going to actually provide you with a breakfast that is been produced locally, grown locally, and also it will be prepared by our farmers and ranchers for us. The cost for that is $15, and you'll be able to learn more about what's going on in agriculture. A lot of people don't realize that agriculture is still a major part of our economy.
Sure. Started this county, really.
It really did. So come out and help us honor the farmers and ranchers that all year long grow and produce the food that we enjoy here. Our Youth to Career Fair event is going on tomorrow. We really have no more room for anybody, but I just wanted, if you've got an eighth grader, ask them tomorrow how they enjoyed that event. And then we have our Junior Leadership Brazos applications are out. You can get your application by going to www.bcschamber.org. The deadline for those is Friday, November the 2nd. If you bring it in the 3rd, you're late. I mean, we do not accept late applications. So, again, just be aware of that. You can get more information either through the schools, or you can get more information from the chamber at 260-5200. And finally, we've got no ribbon cuttings this week, but we have Kilgore Insurance a week from today at 4:30. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Prime Vest Financial. We appreciate them and all they do in our community, and appreciate Bryan Broadcasting and WTAW.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being in here this morning after a late night last night.
That's right.
That's Roy Sipman from the Chamber. Visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well on News Talk 1620.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The number one thing in the philosophy, we want the customer to come back. And so that's built in, that's factored into price, it's factored into the service, it's factored into everything about these dealerships. Is at the very top of the philosophy, we want you to come back. When you buy something here, we've built into our whole package that we want you as a repeat customer. So that determines how everything's done it.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the Equipment Guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment Guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Kevin Sumlin Show tonight on the Aggie Radio Network. Wings and more on University Drive and College Station from 7 until 8 over many of these same stations, as well as our flag, WTAW, in Bryan College Station. Invite fans to come up and ask questions like this one from Hunter.
In football in general, you see running backs and quarterbacks extending the ball over the goal line.
We don't agree with that.
Okay. That's what
That was a great, good question. And that's something that we have addressed. We got away with it in Florida, if you guys remember. And I don't know what was being taught. We don't teach that. You score with your body, not with the ball.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Kevin Sumlin Show tonight at 7 on the Aggie Radio Network. We'll talk about the LSU game and Auburn coming up. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
Consumer caution. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Shoppers trimmed their spending last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were down 0.7% from the prior week, though sales were stronger than they were in the same week last year. Worries over the Spanish economy and poor earnings reports from here at home will likely send the market sharply lower at the opening. 3M's third quarter profit was right in line with forecast, but 3M cut its profit estimate for the year to a range below analyst expectations. Pension restructuring charges lowered United Parcel Services' third-quarter profit. Without the one-time charges, the numbers from UPS met Wall Street forecasts. The delivery giant is narrowing its earnings forecast for the year. If you read electronic books, the way you read them may well depend on your age. Pew Research says readers who are 30 or over like to use a Kindle or other device just for reading. Younger readers are more likely to read digital books on smartphones and computers. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center,
a different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook, finally sharing.
We are making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy.
At the center of it all.
The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
It's not just animals that flee from their predators. Scientists report that phytoplankton, tiny plant-like organisms that inhabit the world's oceans, actively avoid hungry zooplankton. University of Rhode Island oceanographers Elizabeth Harvey and Susanna Mendendoyer led the research. Mendendoyer says phytoplankton can double their population every 2 days if they have a safe place to hide. But if not, their predators can decimate their population in a day.
Fleeing behaviors are common in the animal world, but nobody really thinks about plant-like organisms fleeing from their predators.
She says the phytoplankton are sensitive to their predators' movements and scents and escape them by swimming away. Understanding their relationship is important because phytoplankton produce as much as 50% of the oxygen we breathe. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, Malik AC and Heating, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:30 at 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It's the top priority of the A&M University Police Department to get to the bottom of last Friday's bomb threat. Lieutenant Alan Barone says game day Saturday went smoothly.
We did have some minor issues involving individuals, but it was pretty much business as usual for a sold-out crowd.
And during Friday's evacuation, Barone says local law enforcement did an excellent job in directing everyone off of campus.
The Friday before a football game, traffic is typically congested in our community, and they did a great job of opening up the intersections and cycling the lights to help expedite traffic away from campus.
Local, state, and federal agencies are assisting UPD in the continuing investigation. A Sunday night shooting in South Bryan is now the police department's latest homicide. At least three people have been questioned in the death of 19-year-old Trevor Williams.
I believe there were some people, the caller and some other people were on scene, but I'm not sure who they were.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says Williams was found on the living room floor of a condo on Carter Creek Parkway near East 29th. Williams, who was shot in the head, died Monday after being taken off of life support. Some water users in College Station may be affected by a major project scheduled for today and Wednesday. 42-inch water mains will be flushed from the intersection of Welborn Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, as well as to the south and east.
We looked at our distribution system. We looked at where we have been getting most of our discolored water complaints, and then we looked at the largest diameter water lines. And so we start from our pumping station with the largest diameter water lines, and we just move out from there.
Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nation says it's the first time College Station is doing what is called unidirectional flushing, something considered to be a proactive method of improving water quality. And those attending last night's Bryan City Council Candidates Forum took in some spirited comments.
Current Councilman Chuck Condola and former Mayor Loy Joyce want to be the next at-large representative. Condola asked Joyce about his time as mayor in the 1970s.
This was a time with rising property taxes, stagnant economic growth in Bryan, retail businesses taking tax revenue out of Bryan, feuding and lawsuits with College Station, and an overall decline Bryan is recovering from this last decade or so. But your commercials, interviews, commentary speak only of a love for Bryan and you lending your 40 years of experience to now help us out. What I'd like to know specifically is how your leadership made Bryan a better place to live, work, do business, and provide the core services to her citizens.
And from Joyce to Condola.
I was honored when I read the Eagle that what motivated Mr. Condola to run is that I was running and that I'm the biggest critic in the city, and I've always wanted to be the biggest in something. So I would ask you, are you against new ideas? Are you against people, citizens commenting on things and speaking to council? What makes you have this sort of idea? Don't you want some different ideas, some new thoughts?
You can hear their answers online at WTAW.com, along with the comments from those seeking two other contested council races. Later this week, I'll sample the positions of the candidates seeking the 3rd and 5th district seats. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A grassroots campaign to rename College Station's Southwood Athletic Complex goes before the City Council Thursday night. Standing room only crowd is expected at the council meeting based on the correspondence received to honor Brian Bachman, the Brazos County constable murdered in the line of duty 2 months ago, by renaming the park. More than 130 letters asking to rename Southwood as Brian Bachman Community Park can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Organizers, subject to council approval, want to open next April's Little League season with a formal dedication. Bachman's many community service activities included being a Little League coach, safety officer, and board member. The request has the unanimous support of the city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. WTW News Time is 8:34 at 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
In this year's election, there is finally something all parties agree on. Sterling Auto Group sells new cars, trucks, and SUVs for thousands less than the competition. And that makes Sterling Auto Group the clear choice. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. That's right, we'll give you top dollar for your trade. We have a huge selection of new GMC trucks with over 100 in stock for immediate delivery. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Texas Edition truck in stock and with zero down, just $279 per month. Plus, get huge savings on all GMC Acadia and Buick Enclave SUVs with 0% APR for 72 months. No one delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Group. And if you don't drive here, you can't save here. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Pearl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit, zero APR. $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives to dealer.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post's best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information or samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Morning cloudiness will be followed by some sunshine this afternoon. Highs will be up close to 80. A few spots maybe a little bit warmer than that. We'll go back to being mostly cloudy overnight. Lows 65 to 70. Tomorrow morning clouds give way to some breaks of sun through the afternoon. Highs 80 to 85. Turning mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Clouds will linger through Thursday. There could be a stray shower. Highs on Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. And then reminding you again later this week, first 3 days, kind of warm out there, 88-ish type stuff. But then we're going to have a wind shift. And probably on Friday, 75 will be our high with a 40% chance of rain. 49 is the low now. They've kind of downgraded it even a little more, 49 on Friday night. And then Saturday, we're looking at a high of only 62 and a low temperature around 47 and about the same thing on Sunday. So it will be a change. 93% relative humidity, it's 68 right now. So what would happen if Daniel Craig met Sean Connery? Would that be a matter meeting antimatter? What do you think? Because both play James Bond, but very differently.
Yes.
Very differently. Daniel Craig's James Bond is mean and nasty. I mean, he really is. He's, of course, he has mean and nasty things done to him, too. If you'll remember, Sean Connery, you know, it got to the point during the Roger Moore era where it was almost cartoon-type violence.
Yeah.
They made sure that the opening sequence was the biggest thing that went through the movie. I mean, you know, they had to outdo themselves each time. But you think about it, what happens when actors who played the same character meet? You know, it'd be kind of cool to have Sean Connery in a, you know,
in a cameo?
Yeah, something like that. So you got, because you got Roger Moore, and then you got Pierce Brosnan. And then think about the actors who played the Incredible Hulk. There was Eric Bana and Edward Norton. And Mark Ruffalo, was that his name?
Yes.
In the Avengers. And then there were the, how many Batmans can you name?
Oh, my goodness.
Because there are more than just the first few that you can think of.
Clooney, so, Keaton, Kilmer.
Yeah. George Clooney.
Right.
Michael Keaton, who I thought did a
I did
great
too.
Job.
He just wasn't tall enough.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
That's right. See, Christian Bale and of course, Adam West.
Adam West. Well, you know, that's the default.
But see, then there were others, though. For instance, who could forget Lewis Wilson?
Who?
Yeah. Lewis Wilson played Batman in its first incarnation back in 1943. They did a 15-chapter serial called Batman.
Oh, so those were the ones that ran before the features.
Feature films, that's right. And then the Boy Wonder actually was a 16-year-old actor. His name was Douglas Croft. So, I mean, he was actually of the age, pretty much.
No kidding.
The Boy Wonder would have been. And then who could forget Robert Lowry in 1949, how he played Batman.
Yeah, you know, it sticks in my mind always.
Oh, yeah, sure does. So, you know, just remember that. But, yeah, Adam West doing well. Oh, look at this. In our superhero segment, Clark Kent is quitting. Yep, Clark Kent.
Quitting the news?
He's calling it quits on print. In the upcoming issue of Superman, Clark Kent, Superman's photojournalist alter ego, quits his job at the newspaper, The Daily Planet.
Is he going to go to a radio station, which is infinitely better?
I don't know. What happens to Perry White? Will we not exactly. hear from Perry White anymore?
Is he going to become a blogger?
Yeah. Kent resigns.
What will happen to Johnny? Is he still going to take pictures?
He's that
redhead guy.
Oh, that's right, yeah. In a Jerry Maguire-type moment, loudly in front of the entire staff, he quits. The beat reporter emphatically emphasizes his unhappiness with how journalism has given way to entertainment. Go easy on us, another journalist tells Clark Kent. Times are changing, and print is a dying medium, according to the comic's author, Scott Lobel.
Cease is freaking out right now. Yeah.
He's going to start a blog.
There you go.
So see how that works out. All right.
He'll be the Drudge of Marvel Comics.
Well, again, right. Daily Planet, people don't understand the significance of that anymore. And you have, and, you know, again, to make the reference for the second day in a row with, what's his name, doing the Chanel commercials. I mean, you've
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, you've got to go to a younger demo. I mean, think about it. How many
Clark Kent's just a Debbie Downer.
That's Debbie Downer?
Yeah.
I don't know what is that?
It's like someone who's like, oh.
I thought there was a character for sure. Okay. Anyway, but you think about it. How many people who are under the age of 25 read a newspaper that aren't parakeets?
That are forced to do it.
Really? Yeah, that's not a school project.
No, really. Oh, hey, the president's going to be, he's heading to L.A. tomorrow, so he can once again be on the have the penetrating questions of Jay Leno thrown at him. White House announced that he'll go on out there, you know, because he's going to swing through Iowa and Colorado and California and Nevada. And he figured, what the heck? While he's out there, he may as well one more time be on The Tonight Show. So see how that works out for him. Oh, and if you watch Homeland, which is on Showtime.
Which apparently you should, because it won every award that has ever been made ever for television.
Yeah. I've captured the second season. I'm kind of plowing through that right now, as a matter of fact. It's one, but, you know, that redheaded guy, he's not from around here. He's British.
Is he foreigner?
He's one of them foreigners who changes, and he speaks an American accent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yep. So anyway, this past Sunday's episode pulled in 1.7 million viewers. That's the best yet for the show. And, as you say, the show, which won an Emmy this year, is that right, for Best Drama Series?
I believe so.
Stars Claire Danes. And let's see, another day, another movie made from a video game. This one is Assassin's Creed, about a guy who travels back in time to hunt down targets surrounding various historical events. In four games, he's sent to become a Knights Templar. He rolls through Florence, Italy during the time of Leonardo da Vinci. And then America during the time of the Revolutionary War. So there you go. Oh, and that cornfield that they used in the movie Field of Dreams.
Yes.
In Iowa.
Yeah, being turned into a real-life playground featuring 24 ball fields instead of just one.
Oh, really? So they're just going to doze the whole thing?
Development company called Go the Distance Baseball LLC. Going to shell out $38 million to turn Dyersville, Iowa property into a big-time baseball attraction instead of your simple field where tourists visit and play games and pick up baseball.
Lame.
Yeah.
So did they buy both? Because my understanding was that that land in the movie was actually owned by two different people, so
not
they would
anymore.
Have to buy it from...
Yeah, they did. That's why I guess probably why it cost $38 million.
It's going to be a lot of unhappy Japanese tourists.
Some of the local townspeople and the Field of Dreams fans want the fields to stay the way it is, but may have to change their stance and wake up big business. After all, you can't have it the way it always used to be. Things do change. So.
Change bad.
Change bad thing. Bad thing.
Unless
bad
you're a baby with a dirty diaper.
Yeah.
That's the only one who likes change.
Very nice.
Atta girl.
If you use an Android headset, you may be sending out, handset. You use a Android handset, and I do. You may be sending out personal and private information without realizing it. Security researchers found that more than 1,000 legitimate Android apps contain inadequate SSL protections that could lead them into a situation where they would be vulnerable to data theft. I got like six apps on my phone, so I don't use them. I know.
You are so out in front of things.
Yeah. My desktop has like 86 things on it on my computer at home, and I can get the temperature. I know what the temperature is. I can do that.
There you go.
That and the time. Yeah, I got it.
We have a lot in common, Scott.
There you go. When it comes to that, that's for sure. According to the TechSpot blog, the problem is blamed on poor implementation of encryption protocols by the app developers. Well, what, they're rushing them to market? I think we should probably make sure the apps are safe. Researchers tested a sample of 13,000 popular apps from the Google Play Market. More than 1,000 were vulnerable when run through the local area networks in a Wi-Fi spot.
Uh-oh.
So people could be walking by stealing your stuff. Stealing your stuff. Oh, you never thought there'd be tractor beams, did you? Well, there are.
Gosh, call Mr. Downs.
If Ben weren't in a meeting right now, and he probably is, I would call him. New York University scientists were able to create a device that by projecting two beams, they're Bessel beams, which is a laser that emits concentric circles.
Is that just how it
that
sounds?
Exactly.
Awesome.
They can make photons scatter toward the beam source. That's what tractor beams do, at least in theory. Other laser beams have been able to repel objects or lift very specific particles, but this new invention significant due to the range of matter that it works on. NASA, we're still relevant, has already expressed interest in the research, of course, because they want to be relevant, hoping it could prove to be useful for gathering objects in space exploration. So, see, doesn't that mean that they're just kind of like a space vacuum cleaner?
Pretty much.
But, I mean, that's not nearly as techie sounding as a tractor beam, right?
Right.
So, when you call home today, hon, what are you doing? I've got the tractor beam out, and I'm picking up fur balls, right?
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has four locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has two express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
With today's economy, uncertain at best, going out to buy a $30,000-plus car with a five-year note makes no sense. If your car needs a new lease on life, then locally owned and operated B&B Automotive has been repairing cars like new since 1986. In fact, B&B can even repair pre-computerized cars. Remember carburetors? They do. And B&B can fix almost any older model car. They'll do a great job getting your new model or old model back into shape. Personalized service, fleet work, and towing service available. It's B&B Automotive on Coulter and Bryan.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 12 minutes still. Okay, now, when did you say you're carving the pumpkin at your house?
Thursday.
Okay.
You wanting to go, Scott?
No. I've done that thing. But here's the deal. This may make it a little bit easier for you, number one, and it also may make it last a little longer.
Like I've got a Dremel?
No. Freeze the pumpkin first.
Really?
Yep. Leave it in the fridge for half a day and let it thaw. The freezing method will delay decomposition.
Make it harder to carve, though, won't it?
Well, no, but then I think it's just kind of cold then. So you put it in the fridge.
Okay.
Pumpkin needs to be pre-washed. It's covered with bacteria and fungus.
Okay.
So wash all the dirt off of it and then spray it inside and out with bleach and a water solution and let it dry.
Really?
Yep. Lemon juice also works. That's all right. Go.
No, please finish.
Once you finish carving, give all exposed and cut surfaces. Oh, this is too much trouble. Cut all the exposed.
You talking about Vaseline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know about this?
Yeah. There's another one that I just saw that I'm going to try this year.
Oh, okay.
I'm a pumpkin geek. I love carving pumpkins.
I love carving them too, but I mean, I stand with the people that think it's okay to let your kid eat dirt. Like, I mean,
but
really?
You don't want the pumpkin to like collapse on your porch.
No, and
though.
Some of the designs that I do are so thin they do. But if you cover them with Vaseline, it will work. And
really?
if you save those little silicone gel packs that you get in your shoes,
that say do not eat?
Exactly.
Because it looks so delicious.
Which you could, and I'll explain that in a minute. But you put those, apparently, if you can get two or three of them, you put those in the pumpkin, and it will absorb the moisture that causes them to mildew up.
That would make sense.
Well, you know what else you can do while
Now, hang on. We'll go there in a minute. I want to know about the eating them.
It's 100% fine to eat them. I'm not telling you to eat them. It's a choking hazard. That's why they say not to put them in around. It's not like they're poison.
If you tear the bag open and you could just put them down your throat like Skittles.
Right.
Why would you want to eat that?
You're
nasty
right.
Stuff.
But it's exactly right.
It's the printed message is on there to keep babies from getting into them and eating them, because most of the time they're kind of blue colored or whatever, and they
damn babies read all the time, don't they?
It's parents. It's for parents.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But you can actually eat them.
Oh yeah. You can also roast pumpkin seeds while you're at it. So just turn your oven on to 250 degrees and mix in 1.5 tablespoons of butter, 1 1/4 teaspoons of salt, some Worcestershire sauce, and whatever little spices you like. Bake it for about 1 hour in a preheated oven, stirring it occasionally until it's crisp, dry, and golden brown. So there you have it.
All right. Hello.
Hey, speaking of pumpkins.
Yes.
You remember I told you about that country maze out here in Snook?
Yes, I remember that.
It is now open full swing.
Really? Is that right? Do they have a website, or do you know?
No, I don't think so. It's called Country Maze, and it's really pretty cool. I've got some aerial shots of it.
Oh, cool. All right, so that's going on. Now, where do you have the aerial shots?
It's inside the entrance.
No, I mean,
it's an aerial shot inside.
Do you have some aerial shots, or?
No, they had a crop duster go up and take some pictures of it.
Well, get them to send it to me.
Okay. I sent it to you, Scott.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'll go have a look. Thank you, man. Okay. I appreciate it, Clarence. There you go. Clarence, who lets us know about all things going on in Snook.
There you go.
And they got a country maze out there. But see, for me, it doesn't have to be very tall for me to get lost. So, I can get in there and I could get in a Yopon maze and and get in a boxwood.
Dandelions. Yeah, where did Lucia go?
Get a boxwood maze. I could probably do that if I needed to. So there you go. Right. So now are you going to bring us some pumpkin seeds?
You know what?
No, I'm talking to Kat. Oh, she had to go. She's running another route right now. Yeah. Anyway, so if you bring the pumpkin seeds, maybe she'll roast them.
I've done the roasting thing, so sure. Really? I'd rather her ever do it.
Here. Yeah, well, there's
bring her a bag of glop from inside the pumpkin.
Yep, there you go. Hey, there's no cure for the common cold. I think we know that. But there just may be some magic inside a bottle of probiotics. Researchers noticed college students who took probiotics were less likely to suffer long colds and upper respiratory infections. College students are widely known for leading pretty stressful lives, often don't sleep as they should, and live in close quarters and have to juggle lots of classes and stuff. And that's why scientists wanted to study them. According to a Newswise press release, the probiotics didn't stave off colds, but the students taking them noticed a duration of about 2 days shorter than their counterparts who were not taking the pills. They also reported symptoms that were about 34% less severe and a high quality of life, which resulted in the fewer missed days of school. Because, after all college students are there to go to class. That's why they go to college. Now, Zicam. Zicam works for me. It's a zinc-based
Didn't everything taste funny?
Yeah, there are all sorts of different ways you can do it. They do swabs for the inside of your nose or sprays. Or the first ones they did, which were really nasty, were kind of dissolving things. They were pretty grungy. But anyway, it's out there. All right, here you go. If you need something to look at today while you're at work and you don't want to be looking at the spreadsheet and you've already beaten Solitaire 6 times on YouTube.
No, I've never done that.
Okay. Sad.
Yeah, on YouTube, appears to show a pedestrian bounce off the windshield of a vehicle that appears, this is a high-speed chase that took place. They walk away seemingly unscathed, as a matter of fact. It's online. The footage shot from the car's dash cam, making the rounds online. The footage shot shows the vehicle speed through an intersection and swerve as it approaches a man who's crossing the street. Now, the man jumps on the vehicle's hood, smashing the windshield, then rolls off when the car comes to a stop, landing on his feet.
Wow.
Stunned man looks back at the driver, brushes himself off. Footage was captured apparently October 17th in Russia.
Was it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know who the guy was. I mean, you know, it's pretty danged amazing. But anyway, that's out there if you want to see it. Now, while you were gone, I think we've committed you to roast pumpkin seeds for us, by the way.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. Okay.
I'll bring you the bag of glop Friday morning.
Ooh, boy.
I'll do it.
Pumpkin glop.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. It's time that you got your money moving forward. It's time you got momentum. One of the ways that American Momentum Bank is moving faster is with remote deposit. Now you can bank from the comfort of your home or office without the hassle of dealing with traffic. With remote deposit from American Momentum Bank, all you need is a scanner, a computer, and an internet connection. Simply scan your checks and deposit them directly to your American Momentum account, day or night, any hour, even weekends, so your money is in your account and ready to use faster. That's what it's like to have momentum on your side. And American Momentum Bank offers a full line of banking services for both your personal and business banking needs. American Momentum Bank's leadership lives and works here too. That means local leadership, local bankers, and local service. Move forward now at AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. Our firefighters are proud to overwhelmingly endorse Chuck Condorla, Art Hughes, and Greg Owens in their Bryan City Council races. During their previous years on council, Chuck and Art have fought tirelessly to support your public safety officials. This year, after interviewing both candidates in the single-member District 3 race, we believe Greg is the best choice. Please join the Bryan Firefighters Association in voting for Greg Owens, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Greg Owens campaign.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marblecraft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marblecraft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
There you go, News Talk 1620, WTAW. South Carolina man who won $200,000 on a lottery scratch-off ticket told officials he had been living at a rescue mission. The man, whose name was not released, won the prize on a $10 scratch-off ticket called The Color of Money. Said the money will enable him to, move out of the mission. Yeah,
good for him.
$200,000, I would think he probably was.
Wow.
Even at